Well, hello, hello, hello. Hey, how about if we start with a thank you to Lyricist Joe? Right off the bat. Right off the bat. And let me get this out of the way, too. On Facebook, I'll make this quick. We did set up a PayPal account. I don't care if I make money off the show. I make money when I do my comedy. I'm like Jay Leno. I make my money on the road. But I do like to have the band sometimes and have a little budget for the show, some stuff we'd like to do to the studio, and that will certainly go towards that. So there's that. PayPal, we have a direct connection to Facebook. Did I say that right? Kenny, you're going to be just fine, but you can't be missing class. You know who I'm talking to. What else? I think that might be it. There's not a lot to go over. Oh, always know when we're introducing our guest today, Justin, we have the two disco balls going, we have the bubbles going, we have a little smoke machine in there. So when you hear the music and you hear we have live horns. There's some pre-recorded music, but there is live horns and drums this show. We don't have the whole band, but Mike Rocha is in there wailing away on those horns along, with pre-recorded music. He's accompanying the pre-recorded music. But it is nice to have the whole band in there. We haven't had them in a while, the six-piece, two horns, the piano, all the whole ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum. And that's what the PayPal thing will go towards, stuff like that. All right, but just so you know, while you're hearing that, that's what's going on in the studio. I want you to be able to visualize it. Our guest today, I guess we'll get to that, is Justin Willman. We have the same manager. If you don't know a lot about Justin, you should go to his. Look him up on YouTube. Learn about him. Learn about our guest. Look at his body of work. Come on, for the love of God. He is a great magician, and I don't know a lot about magic, so I judge all magic on close-up, because to me, that does it for me. He did some, and it was unbelievable. It's so much fun to watch close-up magic. It really is. If there's a few bits that we do that I don't talk you through, I didn't edit anything. I thought, well, maybe that one I talk you through, maybe I forgot on that one. But you have that little button on your iPhone, don't you? Press it 15 seconds. You can pass something if it's something that is too visual. But I left it all in because you will hear why. So Justin was great. And, he happens to be the host of Cupcake Wars. Thought he was going to be bringing in some cupcakes, but it's not like he hosts that show and then drives straight to my studio. Maybe we'll get some in the mail. He's a big shot over there. He's got to call somebody and make that happen, right? All right, Justin. So that's it. Enjoy the show. Hope you're doing good. Excited to see everybody in Philly. Excited to see everybody in Addison. I'm very excited. Oh, there is one more thing. You know what? We'll talk about it next week. It's about this video that we listened to about calling someone and telling them that you are grateful. And once you hear today's show, you'll know how to, you'll understand it. And then I'll explain what I want you to do next week. Alrighty. Hope you're feeling good and enjoy the show. And that's it. Goodbye. Goodbye. And Daniel Kino. Did I mention that? Did I mention Daniel Kino? He's in with us today. All right, bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
You ready? Are we ready?
I don't know how you start anymore. Do you roll?
Oh, stop it with that. You're all ready. I don't know anymore. It's been so long. By his own choice, he tries to play. You can't do. It's like showing up to.
You signed a non-disclosure agreement.
It's like showing up to a girl's house that you dumped, and then you go, "We don't see each other anymore." She goes, "Yeah, you dumped me." I know, but it's been so long.
Is that how you see this?
What? Yeah. Daniel, like brothers, all right. Daniel, hold on. We'll get to that. So,
jingles.
So there's no opening?
No, there is an opening. Oh, okay. But before... Oh, wait. Yeah, go play the opening.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
If you fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever again, because we're done.
The Todd Glass Show launches August 12th.
Todd, hey, it's Zach. El Zach. Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Comedy Central. Hello? Presents. Hello, is Justin Glass. Wilmer there?
Hello.
Todd Glass. Ryan Regan.
Justin Wilman there.
If you don't want me to do the podcast, just, I don't know, let me know that. Do you want me to beg?
Todd, it's Maren.
Hello?
I'm the guy who can't come on the Todd Glass Show. What do I fucking need to do?
Apologize to
Steve Fine Arts.
The podcast, The Todd Glass Show, can be found at Nerdist.com. Please welcome Todd Glass.
From the beautiful...
I should enter like the, you know, like when the Tonight Show or something. Come in from the other room.
Black Horse Motors...
Can applaud
the Todd Glass Show.
All right. That's right. We don't do a shitty little applause. We play it up big. All right. Okay. All right. Well, that came to an abrupt end. Hi, everybody. Justin Wilman is our guest today. Hello, Justin.
Hi, Todd.
I'm very excited to have you here.
I'm excited to finally be here.
Pull your chair in a little bit. Okay. It'll make me happier. And don't move your microphone.
Don't move the microphone.
Man,
come on.
Blew it.
Hold on.
No, let me do
this. Never move the microphone.
There we go.
No, that's I want nice. You move over there like that.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay, good.
Look at you. You look like a movie star.
My first time.
So I'm very excited to have you here. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun today. And before I introduce, say hello to everybody in the room. Mm-hmm. I've never been more excited. I don't want to overset it up for you. But like your intro song, I must have listened to 15 times already. So, but we're not going to get to it for a while.
Okay.
But I'm very excited.
Oh.
Very excited. What's that mean?
Oh, I'm excited to hear it. Every time I come on here, it's a Springsteen.
Well, last time, what did we play for awesome. Daniel last time? We had something nice. We had the... We won't play the whole thing, but we'll give you a little taste of it. Oh, this intro will fucking kill me. Come on.
Haven't seen him anywhere I've looked. Heard he helped Todd with writing his book. We appreciate it through and through. You know he's American just like you, but where's Daniel Keno Finn? I said, where's Daniel Keno Finn? I said, where's
I'll fucking play the whole thing.
Keno Finn?
We did it last time.
It's time for his absence to end. Maybe he was out with his girlfriend. Wonder where he was, try to stay calm. Was it Malaysia or Vietnam? Where's Daniel Keno Finn? I said, where's Daniel Keno Finn?
There we go.
Oh, my God.
I was going to play a little, but I get carried away.
That?
All right. So here's what we're going to do, Justin. I want to talk
amazing.
You through it.
That's,
I like that one. Oh, I wouldn't
so
want to do the show.
You got Bruce Springsteen to record that? Just for Daniel Keno.
And
so
we got the
amazing.
Right.
I wouldn't want to do the show if it wasn't for these jingles. That's it. If Joe passes away, done. I'm done.
He's a young guy.
I know, he's good.
We got some time.
I make sure everybody here on the show is young because I don't want anyone
who's
dying.
Joe? Who's Joe?
Joe does all, lyricist Joe does like a lot of the music for the show.
Uh-huh.
And he's not
Jingle Joe anymore?
We call him Lyricist Joe.
Lyricist Joe.
Yeah, it sounds
it's
a little
more.
It's a little more classy. So here's what's going on today. We're going to rip through some stuff and because I don't
nice.
Like to make guests sit there, but we'll rip through it and then the more everybody agrees with me on any of these topics, the quicker we get through it.
Got it.
So
So if I say something and you go, well, I would go to SeaWorld, then we're going to fucking talk about it for half an hour. So a lot of head nodding, and we'll be done
in
5 minutes.
I'm so excited to hear the stuff.
So I may never go on.
No. You're going to go. We're going to have so much fun. Okay. I like your attitude. I like you on the phone. You like whiskey. What else could go wrong? So over the weekend, I did Joe Rogan's podcast yesterday, and it was a lot of fun. It was 3 hours. By the way, I have never seen a podcast studio that someone put as much creativity in, besides mine, as his. I mean, brick walls he had put in. It's in Woodland Hills. It's in Woodland Hills. It was a little far.
Hike.
Unless it was Joe Rogan, there's no fucking way I'm going to Woodland Hills. But it was so cool, and we just sat in a room, and it was like you just forgot life existed outside. That's what it's like. It's like, you know, when you go to a good show, you want to forget that life exists outside, and that's how you felt
in the moment.
In the moment,
present, nothing else.
Yes. Are you big into your shows? Do you take control over the room atmosphere when you can?
When I can, of course. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Well, we'll take a break. We'll be right back with more with Justin. Okay. So I did that. I just want to this once I rip through this, just because you've never been on the show before, then I calm and everything's good. But
I know,
I'm always
a
little frantic.
The ropes of the Todd Glass Show.
Thank you. Okay. I'm always a little frantic.
Did we start
this
already?
This is the cold opening, I call it. It's a cold opening. Is there a place where people can go chat? We'll talk about that later. I have to call Katie about that. Someone said they want to. On other podcasts, they can go on these websites and chat about the show. We don't have something like that, so we'll look into it.
Okay.
Would you go see?
Oh, wait. I'm sure there's a thread on the specialthing.com about the Todd Glass Show. You can go on there.
There you go. I noticed you sucked down that drink already, Daniel.
Hey, really? Right after I chime in with something helpful?
You're right. I'm sorry.
You have to cut me down.
There's a little bit left.
Todd and Daniel. Brothers, Todd and Daniel.
You're right. No, you're right. There's a little bit left. I try to save you. There's a little bit left if you want to lick that glass like an alcoholic. No, it's all good. Okay, so me and Daniel are going to do a special episode, and we're going to talk about SeaWorld. I can't wait to talk about that. Okay, hold on. Let me just stop. Everything's going to be good. Over the last weekend, I did comedy up in San Barbara. I can't say it. And Damien, what's your last name?
Holmes.
Damien what?
Holmes.
Yeah. Very funny comedian. We worked together like a year ago. So Damien is sitting in. who wouldn't come with you?
Robbie Kirkoff.
Fuck it. I don't even remember his name anymore. Okay, so Damien, I'm glad to have you here. Sensitive/Eric is here. Very excited about that.
Eric?
I mean, Andrew. Andrew, I'm sorry. Edit it out!
He's sensitive, too, which is worse.
I call him sensitive because he was so...
He's sensitive about you not knowing his name.
That's how it all started.
Wait, that's so funny. Like, sensitive/wrong name. Oh, I don't remember. This fucking guy who's sensitive and... But I know you don't. You just...
I know. Daniel's so nervous now. He's going to come off as attacking me.
Have another drink, Daniel.
I know you have a learning disability. You know so much about me. You can't pick on me because you know about my life.
Yeah.
I was a persecuted...
What are you drinking?
I was a persecuted Jew, and then I found out I was mentally retarded, and then I found out I was a Marc Maron. All right, so Aristotle's here as normal. My friend Mike is here, and it's a great... And young Jake is always. And let me tell you something. Young Jake, I love you. You do a great job on the show every week. I'm not going to be one of those people. I love you guys. You got to tell people. You know those people? You know I love you. No, you never fucking said it.
Yeah, no. I think I'm that guy sometimes to Daniel.
Well,
sure.
Come on, I know you love
my ride's here.
Oh
my
God. Damn it, I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something. I don't want to, like, tell you not to do that and where it makes you, like, uncomfortable because I want everyone comfortable
I will
here.
Never do it again.
But if it happens again, it's not a big deal. Like, I'll just say, hey, be careful with it. But I don't want you to ever feel like, oh, shit. Like, it happens. Every single guest does it. So does that help you a little?
Do they do it twice?
They do it as many times as you'll do it. That's how many times they do it.
Okay.
One more time and he's out of here. Let me go calm. I just don't want to get ahead of myself here. The voice recognition thing is starting. They're starting to add. Daniel just saw how small we wrote his name on the board. It says Justin Willman, like 10 feet high. Uh-huh. And underneath, literally, it says he wrote it with an ink pen.
8-point font at the bottom. The
voice recognition, they're starting to add tones that make it sound like voice recognition's getting better, but it's not. Because all the tones are like when they can't do something, they go, I'm so sorry. Shut the fuck up. Don't act like it doesn't do anything for me. I don't think, well, she really is sorry. It's like, stop doing that. Does that make any sense? Do you know what I'm talking
about? It's offensive as if they think we're actually talking to a real person.
Yeah, like, they're pulling one over. Like, we're going, what was one the other day? There was a tone, like,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I just can't. What am I going to do? What if they start getting carried away? They're like, I don't know anymore. I can't do anything right. It's all right.
Patronizing robots.
Yes. I can't do anything right. Sometimes I think I should just... No, it's going to be fine. On the old Bob Newhart show, and she also played the voice of... Daniel, seriously. That does sound like you have a problem when you hear those ice loops clinking around. Although
Remember that bit we did in D.C. where... If you're on a date and your date's like, you know, just trying to get the last drip out of the glass, you know, it's not going well.
No,
you know,
also, if they're crunching the ice too much.
Mm, that's a great story.
So anyway, then I grew up. And then when I moved out of Philadelphia, my parents, and then they.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Are you bored?
What?
All right, listen. No fun until I get the serious shit out of the way. I'm 90% serious. So on the old Bob Newhart show, Marsha, what was Marsha's last name?
Wallace.
Marsha Wallace passed away.
Wow,
and I remember her when I was very, very, very little, but also I most recently she did the voice of the teacher on The Simpsons. And she was 70, she died. But she said something, I was in a very inspirational mood over the weekend, and we're going to get all this inspiration out of the way, and then we're going to take a break, we're going to get some fresh air. And we're gonna have fun today. But she said something. Now I don't even have good china, but I still like that she said this. She told a story. She's passed away now, but they showed footage of her telling a story about her husband. And he's like, he died, and he said, you know what? Let's be glad we used the good china. You know, so what if it broke? At least we used it. And I like that. What are you fucking waiting for? People that have the, you know, oh, it's good. Fucking use it.
People with plastic on their couch. Like, what?
Do people still
unwrap
do that?
Couch.
Do people still do that?
Old people do that.
That's crazy.
Right?
I don't know. Do your parents do that?
They don't. No, they don't wrap the couch.
My parents.
They use the good china. I'll give them that. I mean, they do a lot of weird stuff. But
I don't have anything in my house that if it breaks, I'm going to be upset about it. Like, I get wine glasses at the dollar store. You know why? I have a party. There's always a few that break, and I don't want to be like, if they were $28 or $35 or $50 each. You know what? I wouldn't be the end of the world, but I might be like, dollar, fucking break them all you want. I don't give a shit. You know, I don't want things that people come. I'm very clean, but if you come over my house and something happens, just it's your job to let people know you don't care. It's like when someone spills something, when a waitress
spills. But Justin's not like, you know, I know you pretty well. He's not like that. Like, he's, you do care about how things look in presentation.
I don't think Todd was accusing me.
No,
he wasn't accusing.
Yeah. No, I'm just, you know.
But it did, but it's funny, we both thought the same thing. Like, it looked like you're like, well, Justin, not that. I mean,
I'm
Justin,
sorry.
You know how, are you crazy clean or not?
No, not at all.
You're not?
Not at all. I let Keno stay at my house a lot.
That's what I don't know what
a
that means.
A lot.
I don't know what that means.
It means you stay at my house.
Yeah, but I'm clean,
more
though.
Than normal.
I'm like,
hey,
a clean person.
When me and Daniel were in your car, we saw a check, and it was.
Oh, remember that?
Oh, with the check.
It was for like $5,000. It was just laying in the middle, and I'm like, oh my God, that's how I want to have checks just laying around. Like, oh my God, is that what happened to that check? So, but you told
deposit this one day.
But tell him, yeah, we're
it
like,
was an auto, it's from auto check deposit.
That's
so
what
I'll get it in
me.
The mail, and then I'll deposit that right away while I'm in the parking lot at the post office, and then I'll just leave it there.
Like, yeah, we were like, fucking Justin's killing it.
I just want to make
sure. Like, just
feel,
a check. Just a
oh,
check
that's where that fucking check is. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, it's just in there, laying here. No big deal.
All right, listen.
Yeah.
We're gonna just. So anyway, I'm going to play this, and we're going to let it breathe because I think it's worth it. And then we're gonna do something sort of semi serious. Then we're going to take a break. But I want to re-remind people this. This is a professor that is. By the way, sometimes I think, oh, is this sad? Am I starting the show sad? I talked about, you know, Marsha Wallace, right? But you know, sometimes it doesn't have to be sad if you take some good stuff out of it, you know, and. This is a professor. I've played it before. I want to play it again because it reminds me of something we know already. But this guy probably has a few months to live. He's a professor, and this is speaking. He's making a commencement speech, would you say, to these college students and play this.
Find your passion and follow it. And if there is anything I have learned in my life, you will not find that passion in things. And you will not find that passion in money. Because the more things and the more money you have, the more you will just look around and use that as the metric, and there will always be someone with more. So your passion must come from the things that fuel you from the inside. And in my experience, no matter what you do at work or what you do in official settings, that passion will be grounded in people. And it will be grounded in the relationships you have with people and what they think of you when your time comes. And if nothing else, I hope that all of you can find that kind of passion and that kind of love in your life.
Now, right afterwards, he goes over and gives his wife, you know, tears start coming out of my eyes because I've heard this, but I never saw that part. Gives his wife the biggest kiss in the world, and then he picks her up. He picks her up and walks off the stage. And he is, you know, he's weak at this point. He has about 2 months to live. As you know, later he dies. But it's like so fucking inspirational because it's like everything you know. And then so then I watch this other thing, and then I'm going to play this, and then we're going to go around the room, and I'm going to ask, you know, you, I'm going to ask Daniel, someone that maybe it was inspiring to you growing up. So, you know, like if you have something. This is where a thing where they ask these people to write. I think this is worth letting this breathe. Is everything good?
Yeah.
Everything all right?
I was moved.
It's
the piano. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Who plays a piano in a commencement speech? But
you like this?
See? If you write the speech with this piano music, it wouldn't
be as
fun. Would
it be mean to play that speech with this music?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Would it be as moving is the question. Can we do this?
Is this true that you do all your magic shows to this in the background for an hour and a half?
Listen to this. Come on.
I have sex to this music.
Who doesn't?
He's never heard it past this point.
Here's Daniel having sex to this music.
Come on.
Here's Daniel having sex to this music.
I'm sorry.
That's not even true. I don't know what you do. You could go all night for all I know. You think anyone's on to us? So I'm going to play this. I'm going to play one more thing here, and it's going to be a silly show. But
I'm liking this.
I need to inspire myself. I had a very inspiring week. Is that the right way to say it? I got an email from a guy. I want to address it next week, and he seemed to be just so down on himself. I was like, he said in the email that I'm not kidding. I swear to George Carlin, that just means the truth on the show. He said, you know what? We'll deal with it next week. So anyway, this was I know I'm a little bit excited right now, but this was something they asked people to write down someone who inspired them. That's all. I thought the thing was over. This is a video. I'm going to play some of it, but I'm going to get you past, you know, a lot of it. Because we don't have a lot of time. So they asked who inspired them, and then they when they were all done writing it, these people didn't know, you know, they just knew they were doing something, some sort of not experiment, but mm-hmm. you know, they asked seven people come in, you know, and write this down. But then after they wrote it, they had to call the person and read it to them. Now some of them didn't answer the phone and they left a message. Others, their mom did answer the phone. But they didn't know it, and it's hard for me to do that. Like, I'm very appreciative of my mom, but it's hard for me to say it to her. So let's play this. Let it breathe. It's going to take a little while, but I think it's heartwarming. Then I'm going to come back and ask you all a question.
Hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, sweetheart.
All right. The person that influenced me the most would be my mother, Marlo Dawson. She is a single mother of two. She is a very hard worker and dedicated to her family.
Hey, Craig. This is Loie. This is going to be a funny little voicemail, so I hope you enjoy it.
I'm so sorry for calling you at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I have to read this to you, okay? And you can't say anything, or I don't know. You can respond, but I probably will just keep going.
We're cutting from person
okay?
to person.
Is everything okay? Yes, but I have to read this out loud to you.
Pause.
The person who has had the biggest...
Okay, here's what I'm going to have to say one more time. I always get nervous, especially when we first started the show, when things are long. But then I realized when I listened to it at home, no one's in a hurry but fucking me. So this is going to take a little while, but I think if we just all sit back and listen to it, I hope that it'll be inspiring for all of us. Was that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay, let it go.
Impact on my life outside of Jesus Christ, who was responsible for my existence, was my college accounting instructor. He had a joy and enthusiasm for his job like no other teacher I have ever known.
I love her to death, and she keeps me going with positive talk. She is a woman that knows what she wants and won't give up until it is achieved.
I have to say that's just wonderful.
I first met Craig on an independent feature film set in Whitefish, Montana. I recently have been sending Craig a lot of positive thoughts as he suffered a series of health problems. Despite his medical problems, he's continued to work and take pleasure in the small things in life, like sitting quietly with his wife Janine on the porch.
Erica is my older sister and my best friend. Sometimes it even feels like we are twins. She's my number one fan and my number one supporter. She makes me happy because despite all my mistakes and my decisions, she still loves me no matter what.
Your friendship is everything. And you are one of the most important person in my life.
Even when she has a kid and many children, I will love her more than her kids. Okay, maybe not. I will never forget when she flew 3,000 miles at the drop of a phone call to save me from a breakup.
I'm being blessed by having a son like you. I love you.
Bye.
Why did you do that to me?
I don't know, because they made me do it.
Thank you for picking up. Bye, sweetie.
And then they're like, here, you're going to write this letter. And then I wrote, like, this whole long-ass letter, which, you know, I, like, don't write. And then all of a sudden they're like, hey, guess what? Now we're going to call her, and you're going to read her this letter. And I was like, what the f***?
Before we let them go, we gave our subjects one more happiness test. Now, we mixed up and rephrased the questions so they didn't know they were taking the same test twice. For those who took the time to actually write something down but couldn't make the phone call for whatever reason, we saw happiness increase between 2 and 4%. Good, but not exactly mind-blowing. Now, for those who actually picked up the phone and personally expressed their gratitude, we saw increases between 4 and 19%. So either way, expressing your gratitude will make you a happier person. But you want to know something really interesting? The person who experienced the biggest jump in happiness was the least happy person who walked in the door. What does that mean? That means if you're having a particularly tough time, trying this out will more likely have a greater impact on you. Trust me. I'm in a lab coat. In fact, while you're at it, film it and upload it to us, and we'll do something awesome with it. I'm Julian, and this has been The Science of Happiness.
So, God, thank you for playing that clip.
What do you mean?
I'm very appreciative of.
Well, don't be rude. is it hard for you? Because, you know, it's like with my mom, I can say it, and I know it. What my mom was given and then what she turned around and did for us. My mom had a horrible father, horrible mother. She never spoke ill of them when we were growing up. It was when we became adults we realized it, which I don't know if she purposely knew to do that. You don't need to tell your kids, your grandfather left me when I was 12. We got to an age where we went, oh, my God, my mom's father left when she was 12? Who the fuck does that to your daughter? But she always spoke. She said, well, my mother was crazy, and back then you couldn't get a divorce, and he didn't know what to do. But so, and then my mom turns around and was not, you know, with all the mistakes that, you know, parents make, she did a great fucking job. But it's hard for me to, like, say that. I wrote a book, and it's in the book, and I know she'll read it. But last night after I listened to this, I'm like, just fucking call her and say, Mom, you did a good job. Is there anybody in
I think you should call her right now.
Well, I was going to ask you.
We have her on the phone.
Is there anybody here? Would you call anybody and say, I just want to...
First off, I was very moved by that because I feel like that's expressing gratitude openly is something that I used to be really good at, and I feel like I've lost touch with it. I didn't really think about it until right now.
Well,
but I have no trouble, I think, communicating it, but I think sometimes you just get too caught up and you forget that, that it really like means a lot to do it and for someone to feel how appreciated they are.
Just fantasizing me saying it to my mom, you know, and she had
did you get a rush from it?
She had a 70th birthday, and we said nice things at her 70th birthday last year. But yes, I got a rush just from thinking, like, I know she would, like, whatever I would imagine she would do on the phone. And I thought, just do it. And then I thought, well, you wrote the book. She'll read it in the book. I really said nice things about her in the book.
Yeah.
But Is there anybody here that would? And by the way, the
You're
answer.
Assuming she's going to read the book. Todd,
that's the big mistake.
Give her the Cliff's Notes.
I give her 10% off. Is there anybody here? And you don't have to. Is there anybody here that would call anybody on the phone right now and say, "Hey, look, I'm doing a podcast, and one of the things we had to do was call somebody." And the answer could be, it doesn't have to be like it's not. I'm not setting everyone up because I don't want to do it right now. I don't know. Well, my mom's sleeping. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Daniel, why don't you call your mom? Are you afraid she'd be like,
yeah,
why can't I be serious? Oh, by the way, I was also, as we were playing it, because they were cutting back and forth, like they would show the person saying it, and then they would cut to the next person telling them, and then they would cut back to the person reacting.
Was this an excerpt from like the audio from a video?
It's from a YouTube clip.
Got it.
And you could see the people on the phone, and you could see the one professor, the one older guy. Well, he had a professor that changed his life who he probably passed on, he said. So they go, well, would you feel okay? Would you want to just read that letter? To just read it just read it out loud? And he goes, I would love to do that. And then he read it out loud. It was just a professor that really inspired him so everybody would – they were a little –
That was the guy who said, I'd like to appreciate first Jesus and second my accounting professor.
Yeah, he did have to say Jesus. Whenever Jesus is brought into anything, it lessens it a little for me. I know that seems weird because look, you either understand or you don't. But it was still – what he said about his accounting professor was so heartwarming. because he was so – shut the fuck up. All of you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm trying to have inspiration on this show, and all you do is shit all over me.
By the way, why couldn't it stop?
Wait. Fuck me. God. Boo. Boo me.
Boo, boo.
Boo you, whatever your name is.
Boo. Boo. I'm fucking trying to be Aristotle. Aaron. Andrew Stottle.
He sent it.
Wait, why could... At the risk of sounding cynical, why couldn't it just been a college professor? You know, that's what's funny. It's like my accounting professor.
Todd, I'm with you on this.
It's funny. Jesus, an accounting professor.
You know what? I'm going to take that drink away and give you some pot because you're better on pot.
You know, Keto, Bonaparte.
You're fine.
Remember Bone, my buddy Bone?
Yeah.
Maybe somebody I'd call up and
you would
let him know how
that appreciative.
Yeah.
Would you call him right now?
I've gone 9 months without talking to this.
Call him right now.
Should we call him up?
What are you going to say? Are you going to say, why do you appreciate it?
Oh, man. Well,
are you nervous?
Tell the story of who this guy is, though.
All right, everybody, take a break.
Take a break.
Calm down.
We're about to.
Calm down because we're going
to
do this.
Well, can we take a real break and then
Hold on. I'm going to say something or I'm not going to sleep, and I don't want to edit a show. I don't edit the show anymore. Remember that thing I said about Marshall Wallace? I want to go back to that for a second.
Okay.
For some reason, last night when I watched that on TV and I saw her husband say that, like, at least we use the good china, it meant so much. And then I thought when I said it here, it fell flat. But
because these guys don't use china. But I'm with you. Okay. I enjoy nice, nice dishware.
We don't own houses.
A guy that has a fine.
Listen, Keto's china is my china.
Yeah, right,
because
yeah.
He's sleeping at my house.
So,
okay.
It's the same china.
All right. I feel all right. At least that I acknowledge it. Let me tell you something. If I can't pull in your heartstrings a little bit more, and then we're going to take a break. This, and then we're going to have you call your friend. But maybe it'll take this to get you to do it.
By the way, this is a comedy podcast, or am I supposed to cry? Because this is getting
pretty
intense.
Both.
Yeah, we do both. Like
it's
in real life.
No, yeah, just like a real comedy.
Then we take a breath, we get fresh air, and it's all good. But this, I was having a week where, I was just... I was going around YouTube, which I do a lot for the show, and then sometimes I was coming across these things. This thing I came across with, God damn it, did this make me cry. It's a kid, and he got a C, and he tells his dad, and he sets up the camera. I think he has an accent. His dad gets so excited. And let me tell you something. He knew his dad was getting excited. You know why? He wouldn't have set up the camera if he had an angry dad that he knew. Just get a C, and this... I wish you could see it, but people can after they listen to it. Then they can go on YouTube. It's called I Gotta See, right? You'll find it if you put in I Gotta See, kid sets up camera. And it's so adorable. And his dad, again, I want this to breathe. Just let it breathe, and then it's all going to be good. His dad gets so excited that he gets a C, and he's kissing his head, and his son is just comfortable to hug his dad and hold on to him, and I'm even going to tell you this. Well, you'll hear it, but it's very exciting, and the kids, it's just so great.
Yeah? What's happening? I need to come in here. I just got something from school. I need to come look at it.
His dad comes in. He's in a suit. He just got home from work with a long trench coat and a black suit. He comes in. He looks like he'd be a little bit of a hard ass. He walks into the door. Not a hard ass, but, you know, certainly doesn't.
Why can't you be angry with me? Come in. You can read that. I'm so angry with
me. He shows him the report card. The dad notices that it's a C.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah.
My God! Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
It's on the results today. We're getting the proper paper tomorrow.
And it's just they're whole. They're, he's just hugging him. What he says when his son even laughs, because it's he, but I believe he believes it.
You did so little work.
Listen, hold on. He says, "You're set for life," but it's I want you to listen close to hear it. And his son laughs, like,
"You're set for life now. You're set for life."
And then he just, you know, he kisses his head and he hugs him and he just keeps kissing his head. And you know what? Here's a dad that just thought, you don't have to get, you know, an A, you don't have to get a B, just can you try to get a C? So when his son got a C, I guarantee, I know the way my parents felt about me, it's like, they don't know what you're going to do. Like, he was ecstatic his son got a C. And I was like, oh, God damn it, that's that dad. I want to meet that dad. Why can't that be a commercial where it just goes black and it says, a little love goes a long way, wow. Coca-Cola.
Walmart.
Yeah, well, come on, Walmart, don't trash it up. Coca-Cola.
Sylvan Learning Center. Yeah.
You know what? That'd be so, you know what? I would that would
no.
be good.
No, that's all you know, Letterman money. Has a at Indiana State where he went, he has a scholarship and you have to be a C average student to qualify.
Really?
Uh-huh.
To get a scholarship?
Yeah, C like average. A David Letterman.
To, yeah,
really?
For a journalism program.
Oh, that's pretty great.
So anyway, that was just so, you know. And then the dad goes in the other room, and then he comes back to the camera. It doesn't hurt. They're both good looking.
Where are they from? What is that accent?
They're from England. He comes back in.
In England, is a C something different than it is
no,
here?
No. I don't think so. I think that's what's so – well, what if
– I'm just like, what if in England, it, like, C means you just, you know, won the Queen's scholarship?
Right.
That was what made sense to me.
We have no idea.
I don't know. You
maybe
see.
It's like the pound. It's worth twice as much. So it's actually a B in America.
Oh wow. Conversion jokes.
All
conversion jokes.
All right. So do you want to call this person? Don't – how about if we do this?
Okay.
Let's – we got all that. You have to pee? You don't have to lip it.
Can say I have – yeah. Can
what do you have to
break?
Do? What do you have to do?
I have to pee.
Wow.
Are you excited we're going to get to do this later?
What's that? Thank you for being. Did you guys know that during the entire production of...
Can I tell you the true story so you're not left out on this?
Okay.
One time, there's the cool band...
Okay, can we... Golden Girls.
Yeah, I had this cool band... Well, I guess we get to... Oh, let me just say it now real quick.
Okay.
No, I'll wait. Do you want to... Okay. Hold on. Stop. Do you want to call your friend?
I'll call him.
You will.
I will.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do. You want to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to the bathroom. We're going to call your friend. Then after we call your friend, we'll intro you.
What if I call
we'll
him
do
up
this
and
fucking
he's just
right.
Like, who this? Who?
No, you got to say something nice though. You got to really think about it.
No, I have no problem.
Are you going to tell the story and like?
I will. It will become apparent. I'll tell the story of who this person is
okay.
to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
But if and they don't pick up the phone, I don't want it to be like, wow. That was
well, we can always nip. We can always nip it.
That could be the.
We can nip it.
My encore podcast.
We can edit it okay. if that happens.
Okay.
Is there, and then maybe we should Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to go. We'll be back. Hold on. What do we want to go back to? What do we want to leave to? Let's do something. Hold on. How about if we go to something like that? We'll take a break with that. Is that cool? Jake, I'm very proud of you. Did you get a nice haircut? We'll be back right after this. I think about all that I am. Where I'm Let's from. Do that again. Let's do that again. We'll take a break and do it. Start it over. Go ahead. I had it too loud. Sorry. I think about all that I am. Where I'm from, where it began. We got a little crazy drinking. Maybe we got lost. But hey, these streets, they hold us close. And you'll never walk alone. Driving round in beat up cars. Chivalry in battle scars. It's all a little hazy. I confess I was a mess. But hey, these streets, they hold us close. If we ended it right now.
We're just getting started.
That's what I...
I guess that's what you're just saying.
Daniel's going to hate it. We're going to become best friends.
You're going to cut me out of the loop.
Are we recording? I guess... Did we come back there? I like that song. Whatever it was. I forget what it was, but I liked it when I heard it. Play it again. 30 miles and dirty hands. Working class Americans. You like this? We're all a little
tapped on me. Yeah, I do like it. Fortune and
fame, cause hey, would you buy this CD? Seriously.
I would buy this CD.
It's got a good sound, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of soul.
I agree. I love it. I love it so much.
It's a lot of soul, isn't it?
Yeah. So gotta get a chorus. Let's hear that chorus.
You know who it is?
Who is that?
It's the Jonas Brothers. Daniel likes the Jonas Brothers.
You know what? Every time I come in here, and you make me feel bad for it, but I'm not going to apologize for it anymore, okay? They are amazing.
Don't you try to trick us out of this.
They changed my life.
Do you want to call them? Do you want to call them on the phone? Oh, I got one thing I need to show you. This is all play radio for me. Look what me and Jake hooked up. Jake, did we get those stints in from that company today?
Yeah, I'm just looking through the emails here, Todd. We got about 4 stints in today.
All right. Oh,
yay. It sounds like he's so far away. He's like another room.
No, that's like in a real show. Like
yeah,
they do this.
Like
they
a producer.
Go, Andrew, where is, let's say we're waiting for, Justin. He's not here yet. Mm-hmm. Andrew, are you there? Jake, are you there?
Yeah, I'm in the back room, Todd.
Yeah, where? No, we don't. They don't say that. I just fucked it up. They would go. They would just talk
I'm in the back.
Andrew,
room.
They would. What's your name again?
My name is Jake. Todd.
No, they would do this. They would just be doing the interview, and then they would go, "Where is Justin Woman?
He just texted me. He's about 4 minutes away. Todd will be in just a second.
Oh my God!
It's like voice of God.
There we go. Sorry. Let's go back to the show. So when we took a break, Andrew said, sensitive, that video where they had people all write a letter about someone that inspired them was a friend of yours that did that?
Yeah, my buddy Mike Bernstein did
that.
Look
at you, Mike Bernstein.
Mike Bernstein, it sounds like a good director's name.
Well, tell him that that plays a lot better when you can see it.
Yeah.
But you might think, then why did I play it where people couldn't? Because I still thought it was absolutely worth it. That really inspired me. Because you can tell, like, you know, when that guy's reading the letter to his mom and he sounds very not a lot of love in his voice, you know why? Because when you see it, he's going to cry. And his only way not to cry is to go put a little more matter of fact in his voice. Like, hey, I'm just saying it, and I'm not – if I get any emotion in there, I'm going to break down. So it was very – tell him – well
– I did. I already texted him. I just texted him. He told me to fuck off. Oh, so you know, I guess we're not as good friends.
Tell him you're grateful for him.
You know what's funny to do? Speaking of good friends, I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard. Now, well, I'll tell you the paranoid part already, but I'll tell you that afterwards, or it gives the joke away. And I would act. It's like the guy who tries to understate something and make himself look like it's that. Like here it is. Like so, we're walking down Hollywood Boulevard. Who was I? Oh, it was after the show. It was you and Jordan. Jordan Jozowski, and I go, I have a friend that does a show around here. He does a show around here. Oh, my God, it's right over there. It's a Jimmy Kimmel show. Like, oh, really? You just try to, like, first of all, we're not even friends, but it would be funny. I have a friend. He does a little show around here. Oh, what's his name? Oh, it's Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, there it is. Yeah, the El Capitan Theater. All right. Listen, so tell me the backstory with your friend.
Oh, yes. He's my buddy Bonaparte. He's a magician.
Mm-hmm.
And he's my mentor. And when I was going to college in Boston, Kino was there. Kino met him. He took me under his wing and showed me the ropes. And then also, more than just as a businessman, also had an amazing outlook on life and kind of taught me all the common sense things that my father never did. So he's a person I'm very grateful for.
Can I tell the story of how we first met?
Yeah.
Dan Levy, who you know.
Mm-hmm. Don't mention his name here.
He goes, hey, you got to come to this party, my friend.
Doesn't
Justin.
Dan Levy want to hang out with me ever?
Yeah, all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
You should come to this party. And then we go to this party.
Look, back up a second. I missed a beat. You said this is how did you meet?
Justin and I met.
Oh, this is how you and Justin met. Okay.
Mm-hmm. At this party at Bonaparte's house.
Yeah, his name's John Bonaparte.
We just call him Bone. And it was in Boston. It was a three-story house. And every level had like some sort of a devious, sexually oriented thing going on. And we were like, 19, 20, all of us.
Yeah.
And there would be like girls, you know, there would be an orgy room.
We threw crazy parties.
2000. And Bonaparte would have these parties.
We would have some very awesome sexually themed parties that were just what's the best way to say
is
it?
This
just,
pulling,
just loose and fun parties.
Is this pulling on the heartstrings like we should for this call you're going to make? This guy used to bone.
I don't know why Keto is going into
Come on.
I'm sorry. You're right. You're right.
Shallowest.
And you know
part
what? I have a very limited knowledge
education.
About Bonaparte.
I mean, Dana Park, whatever. You.
No, talking about bones parties would be a whole separate,
conversation,
which would be epic. But if what we're getting at is expressing more gratitude for,
you're right.
And I'm also analytical enough to know that the fact that he would have these parties or whatever he would do did not diminish. People are allowed to have.
It made him the great man that he is.
Yes, so
without it.
But well, we're leading up to it. You didn't see any of these people on this video that we were just admiring. Go, my professor. He would have a big dildo and shove it in the girls' vaginas. But then he also taught me a lot of wisdom and introduced me to Shakespeare and certainly taught me about Buddha and yoga. Yeah, but I'll tell you, at night we go out, we go pussy hunting like a motherfucker.
And honestly, that video, the uncut version, just may very well say that side of you.
Daniel's like, he's on the phone. Go ahead. Hey, you changed my life.
Yeah, I like pussy, motherfucker. This is your professor.
This is your accounting professor.
Daniel, go ahead, call him. He's on the line right now.
Hello?
Yeah, pussy, motherfucker.
Mr. Friedman.
We're going to call him right now. This is actually real. All right, let's go back to Justin. So do you want to call this guy and just say thank you?
It would be good to call him and say hello.
If you're going to do it.
But I will tell. Yeah.
I run the ship. You have to call. I don't want you to just call him. On my dime, you're going to call him and just shoot the shit. Hey, how you been? What the fuck? I want to cry or we're fucking editing the piece out. I'm trying to inspire myself here through you.
No, I would love to call him.
And you're going
to
say something nice to him? I'm the worst inspirational person in the world. I want to cry, and I want to cry now. And Daniel starts with this fucking story about a sex dungeon. I'm not even joking. To George Carlin, I'm being serious. I'm like, why would you have to take the story that way? And I don't care. Erase who he is. Just in the moment,
absolutely right.
And Justin was crying. Justin teared up a little. I saw it. Wait a second.
I missed the sex dungeon.
You always look like you're crying. That's what got me through my opening.
I was laughing.
Oh, that's good too. I want to play your opening. We haven't even started the show.
I haven't even opened yet.
How about these other shit podcasts? This would be the show. They go, hey, thanks for, other podcasts right now, it would be like, they would just.
Maybe we should stop.
No. Hey, how dare you? That's a touchy one to ad lib. You know what I mean? Maybe we should stop because if I don't think we should stop. We use that to get out of bits, but sometimes I'm thinking, wait a second. Why does he think we need to get out of this? Yeah. No, okay. I don't want to do it. So anyway, do you want to call him? Are you nervous?
No, I can call him.
Okay.
Just
say, look. We have to call him.
Yeah, we have
just
to try to
do
call
this.
Him.
Just go, I don't have a lot of time, but I'm doing a podcast, and one of the things we had to do, explain the truth.
I know, yeah.
And say, okay.
Oh, this is a man I poured my soul to. It's all good.
Okay.
So I give you his number. What do we do?
Put it on your iPhone.
Okay, hold on.
I'll have you know my iPhone's been on airplane mode.
I respect that. Is there anything you want to... I'm so... Well, the problem is, let's see if we can hear it through there. There's no problem. Okay. I'm just lazy.
This will be fun. I haven't talked to him in a long time. So
where's the goodbye, goodbye to you song? Wait, you want to hear how we're going to end the show today? Isn't this going to be great? Hey, everybody. It's
goodbye, goodbye, see you again.
It's going to be so great. We're going to just talk. Goodbye, we're going to reminisce about the night. This is an hour and a half from now. We're going to be like, oh, my God, remember when you called your friend?
Goodbye. Goodbye. I had fun today.
What's important isn't things. It isn't money.
Yeah, we're going to remember that. Right.
I was doing the speech out of it.
I'm bringing it back for you.
I know.
Okay, here we go. This is exciting.
I'll call him and put him in speaker.
Can we put a little music in the background, but so soft, so soft. I don't want to be disrespectful. No, no, this is not a bit to George Carlin. I mean, really play something nice. No, don't play anything. Don't play anything. No, don't. Well, no, don't. It's going to be hard enough to hear without music. I feel like we're Regis and whoever he's hosting the show with.
Please answer.
It's funny. It's okay. Well, now I feel bad every time I want to make fun of something you said.
Sorry.
Oh, God, the suspense.
Because you named the one.
Hi, you reached IDG Entertainment.
Oh, man.
Tell him.
You're calling now.
He never checks his voicemail. But I'll do it.
Just say it.
That's a cop out. Smastered. That's what I call him. It's Smastered. So I'm on the Todd Glass show today, and I don't know if he knows you, Todd, but I'm going to say look him up. And we were talking about happiness and how expressing one's gratitude is a beautiful way to give yourself a boost of happiness, and that people don't do it enough. And I brought up you as somebody who inspired me, and we were talking about the college years and you showing me how to be a professional, but also teaching me common sense, morals, and ethics, and you became a father figure, and you put a thumbprint on who I am today, and I just wanted to say thank you. So, and call me back. All right, there we go.
I love that you did that.
All right, good. Well, thanks, guys.
That was a real moment.
Applause is, you know what, I love that even everyone applauded, because, you know, not only was that heartwarming, like I wanted it to be, but it's harder to do. Like, I want to do it next week. If we start the podcast early, I'm going to try to do it with my mom.
It's a good
idea. If you send them into the show, I will play them. But all this just, I was inspired by, what's that called?
Mike Burns.
I don't have all fucking day.
Signs of happiness.
Signs of that. It means you learn nothing at all. You go through all that. Come on. All right. Who's moving? Who's moving?
I'm sorry. I had the mic.
All right. Is that you?
Can you put those somewhere?
Bono, love that message. I love that message.
He'll think you're on mushrooms again.
It's all right.
That is the kind of things you say, though, when you're rolling and you're just like...
You're so appreciative on mushrooms.
So appreciative.
I feel that way when I've done Vicodin a few times.
There's something to that.
Remember when I called you when I was on mushrooms in Indiana? Mm-hmm. You were on the bus with Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, and it was great. I was in the back bunk. How good was I of a person
you're
to be
a good
with?
Mushrooms friend.
Yeah, I was. Well, I wasn't on mushrooms, but I was on nothing.
You were on a bus.
I was on a bus, which I love. It's all I want.
Just to be on a bus.
To be on a tour bus. A little set of drums. We play music. Just the best.
Amazing.
All right, let's introduce you.
Okay.
Let's do this right.
But you also, I had a profound idea. Like, expressing gratitude.
Give me those pretzels. That's driving me nuts.
It makes you happy. It's like a drug, and drugs make you feel the urge to express gratitude.
Oh.
Now we know why drugs make people happy.
I feel bad. We're having all this talk about gratitude, and then eating those peanut butter pretzels are driving me nuts over here.
I'm having a soliloquy.
So I threw them out.
He grabs them out of Aristotle's hand.
And Aristotle does nothing but be perfect. He's just, I've said it a million times, I overcompliment everybody on this show as a good energy. Everybody in this room right now, I know enough about. Mike's sometimes a little bit of an alcoholic. I tell him, bring a trumpet and play it and liven up the show, but he doesn't want to do it. So
what is he doing over there?
He's my friend. He likes the show.
He
had a tough week. You know what?
Triangle or something.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play your intro. Aristotle, I'm going to give you your peanut butter pretzels back, and you're going to finish them later. Give me that bottle of water that's empty and his one tissue that he's holding on to over there. You're killing me. Okay. Okay, so here we go. You know what I think you should do? I'm not going to lie. Take a... Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the quickest break in the world so you can take a hit. Here's here's how I take quick breaks. You ready?
Okay.
Oh, we'll be back.
Grateful Mail.
Oh, that's a quick break. So let's play you in. And is everybody good?
I'm great.
Look at you smoking a cigarette.
I like looks it. Like it's 1984.
I know. I don't mind it. It's
cigarette indoors.
It's something cool about it.
It feels unusual.
I know. Look at it.
I like
it. It's like the lights are low, and when you blow, it hits the candle, and you see the smoke. It's very romantic.
The Todd Glass Show logo in the distance with the smoky fog.
That's exactly the,
that's what I'm looking at.
It's exactly the image I want.
There it is. There it is. All right. That a cloud of smoke.
So here we go. You know when it's your turn to do what you got to do. We're all good.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
That's exciting.
All right, I'm going to try to put it through the house. Sometimes I don't know if the listening audience hears it as good, but it's certainly a good energy here. So here we go.
Justin Willman's magic.
There's another intro.
That was amazing.
There's another intro.
That was epic. No.
There's another one?
There was. Well, there was two. I didn't know which one to do. Then which? Joe sent that. You want to hear the one I was going to do?
It was a different cover of another magic-related song?
No, it was...
was it?
I know it's
Come
hard to
hear. Come on home, Todd Glass. He's a magic man.
He's a magic man. Yeah.
He's a magic man. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the phone with Justin Williams.
You know what, you honestly, you could release... you know, a CD of like, oh, just these singles.
We're on it. No, we're not. I don't, that's what you do when you want the
it's
idea.
Burning now.
But so before that, we were going to do, we may as well do it. I'll just show you. We didn't have the song. I didn't think he was going to get a song. He's busy. Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Are you kidding me? And I bought those in.
What do you do?
Hold on.
You're like a cat.
I heard it. There, I heard this. There we go. I'm not crazy. Hey, I'm crazy. I'm crazy.
There, what am I going to do? All you can do is ask people to humor me. I mean, there's definitely have a problem.
No, you don't.
No. Oh, Daniel, don't argue me that I'm telling you I'm crazy.
No, you're not crazy.
And I'm not crazy. That's an exaggeration. But I certainly like things a certain way, and I guess it borderline. No, this is not. This is not as arguing. This is just getting along. This is when I know he's being sympathetic. All right, Justin. So you want to do the other one? Let's do the other one. You know what? Well, it's not that. I like to hear him play the horn.
I mean, I'm intrigued just to hear a little of the other one.
Okay, so it was going to be like this. It was going to be like, can you put some reverb in my mic?
Hold on.
Oh, we'll do happy. Ladies, so here we are. Hey, everybody, Justin. Wait. Let's do it right. Okay, so I'm going to say he's here. Everyone applaud, and then I'll throw to you, okay? So let's. It's time. We're going to just act like we did it. We didn't do the other one, but we're going to play both of them. Well, anyway, Justin Williams here, everybody. Huh? Let's play him in big, right? Give me some reverb. Give me some music. Let's do this. Was a sloppy end, but that was great.
Oh my God!
Wow. So there could have been that one. All right, now we got to get serious. No more fucking around. I feel like
let's start the show.
Sometimes, why do I get this is when I feel like we're starting the show. No bullshit.
This is it.
Why do I feel I get nervous when I feel things get out of control? Like I was just having so much fun then. Maybe because I'm afraid it's too visual. You know what I mean? Because that was so much fun. Like hearing that music, and it's and then I get nervous all of a sudden. I go, okay, it's time to get funny. You guys are no help at all.
You know, I was thinking it's probably fun to listen to, because your mind imagines all these extra things they're laughing
theater
at.
Of the mind.
Theater of the mind.
We are well aware of it.
Wow. Dude, you should did you coin that just now? That's good.
Hey, but theater, you know what?
It's exactly like that's a theater
what,
in my mind.
That's what happens on the show.
This is the official first thing that I think I'm not 100% positive. I haven't. No. What I mean is I always think, did I say this before? It's hard to remember after a while. I hope it's not like the joke behind my back, like, oh, you mean Todd tells the same story every other week? I mean, we love the show, but Jesus Christ, how many more times? Notice even in my insult, in the fake renditions I have of people complaining about the show, they still take the time to say how much they like me. Oh, sure, he's talented, and he's funny, and he's charming, and he's great. But if I have to hear that same story over and over again, yes.
When you called me about doing the inspirational bit, about talking about the inspirational stuff, Todd made sure to make it say, and it can't be about me.
too much behind the scenes. Truths.
That's the type of thing I want to edit out. Because I thought, what if somebody does that and I look like a dick? What if I'm doing this thing and then for some reason he decides to say me and then the whole audience is like, oh, are you shitting me? Did Todd make these guys?
It's a lose-lose situation.
If you guys have a letter you want to read, all I can say is maybe it was just more comfortable to get it out of the open. I know I've been like a brother to you guys. Notice I say brother instead of father. Even in my bits, I play younger. All right, so everybody listening is having fun. We're all here together. Everything's fine. And Marsha Wallace is dead. There's no going back. What's wrong, Daniel? You look sad. Okay, so here's where we're going to go. I never do this, but...
I do.
You did a little, but you look good now. I got nervous.
Sounds happy.
I'm going to ask you some crazy... These are just questions. Once in a while, I pull them out, and I just think it's fun to randomly ask some of these questions.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not that style of a show. I don't want you to think that, oh, Todd's trying to get into the serious journalism business. Do you have any questions for me?
I have actually have a sheet of questions that I ask every podcast.
He'll ask you next week on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be my guest next week.
Yeah, I'm excited. Audience, tell them they go see the show at the Meltdown this Tuesday coming up.
Yeah, Tuesday, November 5th. And it's called Sleight of Mouth. And it's a magic-infused talk show. Todd, you're my guest. So we'll sit. Kino is my head writer. We basically, brainchild this thing every month. And we'll sit. We'll
I heard it's
magic.
Great.
We'll have some laughs.
I've heard a few people I know have gone to it. And they're, when people ask you, they're like, when you hear somebody like the fifth time go, you should do that show. You're like, maybe I should do that show.
You'll have fun.
Yeah, it'll have fun.
Yeah. You know me. I love to have fun. You know, would you like to be – now, look, I know it's getting jingle heavy. Let's not go back to the jingles yet.
Well, what were the questions?
Jingles. Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you know, Daniel, see, that's why it used to work good together.
This is where we're friends.
What is going
on? You, that's the third time. Get the fuck out.
I did that with my mind.
I feel worse when you do it than it makes me feel because you feel so bad about it, it erases all my frustration. Mere fact that you know, you're like, is that a trick? Want to see a trick he does?
You know.
You want to see a trick he does? It's the guy who overreacts so he won't get yelled at. So, like, act like you didn't get a cue ready. And he totally overreacts. Of course, then I have to calm him down. And he knows what he's doing. He's a manipulative fuck. In this bit, he's a manipulative fuck. Hey, play the Hunter Hayes song.
The Hunter Hayes one?
Yeah. Do you have the Hunter Hayes song? I gave it to you this afternoon. No.
No!
No, it's not.
No, are you kidding me? No!
All right, it's not. No, it's not that big of a... Oh. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh my god!
It's fine.
Oh,
it's fine.
He's really
I forget. Did you hear that reverb? It's all right. You know what would be funny to do if that one time just say good. No, you should be that angry. And what would he do eventually? You know what I mean? So anyway, let me ask you these questions.
Okay,
I'm not going to hit the mic anymore. Everything's good. How long have we been doing? Oh, I feel great. We have so much more in us. Okay, again, you know why I'm answering these to George Carlin? Someone did an interview with me, and I go, you know what? I liked a lot of your questions. If I give you credit, can I use them on my podcast to ask people? So I thought they were like different questions, and it was a high school student. I was like, I swear to God, I meant it. I was like, you're going to be good. That's like, I hope I'm not oversetting it up. They're not like, you know, that
kid was Anderson Cooper.
That kid was. all my stories come back around, and that kid was Anderson Cooper. Hey, by the way, I think it is. I am such. Okay, we're gonna get to these questions.
Okay,
I am not kidding you. I'm gonna go nice and then go mean. I don't judge people when they take on sponsors. Like you know, it's always easy to sit around and go, you know, they did a Coke ad, or I can't believe they did that movie. It's like, dude, you know what? I don't know if I would do a commercial if it was the right commercial. And who knows, maybe if I needed the money, I would do a commercial even though it was wrong. I do not place judgment on people. I'm very much like, don't. It's too easy to criticize. But there are exceptions. And for Larry King to do that set that they know him for, and he does an infomercial for vitamins. That's what it is. But, you know, you forget. You saw the guy. You saw the set.
Oh, from that set, really?
Yeah, from the same sort of looking set. And and you know what? At first, when I first watched it, I went, oh, Larry King has a show again. They're talking about nutrition. 20 minutes later, when they're still talking about the same vitamins, I'm like, this must be good vitamins of this Larry King show. It's a fucking commercial disguised as the Larry King show. Montel Williams does the same thing, but because his show was off the air for so long, I think you'd have to be a buffoon to think that that's actually the Montel Williams. The Montel Williams show's come back. He talks about a blender every week. You know, you'd really have to be an idiot.
It's in syndication.
Yeah, it's in syndication. They play that one blender one. He really does a whole show dedicated to this blender. I'm glad you're laughing because it does make sense. But Larry King just went off the air. You could tune out or tune in. I was fooled for a little while. I was like, oh, they're talking about this multivitamin or this vitamin E. I should take it if this Larry King, this doctor there, having on. He seems like he's know what he's talking about.
I don't know. I've always seen those infomercials disguised, like they'd have a set that's sort of like that, but I've never seen Larry King actually do it.
And you know why it's a great fake infomercial
set? That
must
be expensive, by the way, to hire Larry King to do your 30-minute infomercial,
you would think,
right?
This, I know.
For vitamins?
Yeah, and by the way, and that's what I mean. So he needs that money.
No, he doesn't. Well,
that's what I mean. Why would he do that? Hey, what if he believes in those vitamins? You know,
maybe he actually thinks he's still hosting on CNN, and they wrote a script that's very vitamin heavy.
Maybe that. Larry, you got your comeback story. It's this new vitamin. I love it. I love it.
Just read this. Just roll Propter.
Suck on this, Anderson Cooper. I got vitamin story. That's going to blow you out. I'm back, kid. I'm back.
It's your comeback story.
Okay. Topeka, you're on the phone. Larry. Ever since I've been taking this vitamin.
Hi, Larry.
All those callers always say everything they want them to say.
I bought 150 bottles and stored them in case of a Holocaust reenactment. Again, or whatever.
No, it's always like something
else, but they always have the Civil War reenactment. They never have the Holocaust reenactment.
Yeah, they never do. Oh, we go down. We always do the Holocaust reenactment every year. It's so much. You know what? We bring a picnic basket and we do the Holocaust reenactment. Oh, we dress up. Does anyone say that ever?
Is that something?
Has anyone ever said that ever?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Do you know who,
oh my God.
Speaking of hide in the attic, do you know who Maya Angelou is?
Maya Angelou. Made
so- Don't be rude. It's great. Bing, bang. I got some questions I'm going to ask you. Okay, listen. It's the most fun. This could be the most fun I've ever had on the show. Fuck Paul Tompkins and Jen Kirkman. Jen Kirkman can suck my dick. Oh God!
You're gonna have to read some emails over that.
No. If anybody doesn't get that
I'm kidding.
Oh, to George, like that. I would think I've earned the right to know that I have such an affection for her, because there could be some people going, "Oh, and Todd's such an affection for her that I earned the right to." Tell her she's a fucking whore and she should suck my dick. Okay, listen. Okay, so here's some questions.
I'm sorry. I'm still thinking about a Holocaust reenactment.
I never like any of those reenactments, I think. But let people do what they want. I swear I'm not going to turn into that person. There's a fine line with saying, I would never want to do that, to then go, why would everyone want to do that? Don't turn into that person. Who wouldn't want to do this? I don't want to do anything. But guess what? I understand other people want to. People want to ski. I don't fucking want to ski.
You're very empathetic.
Well, it's not empathetic. It's more just like leave people the fuck alone. There's a lot of people. Ah, what's everyone hike? I get it. I don't want to hike, but people want to hike. All I want to do, you know what I want to do? Comedy and police ride-alongs and this. And this is first.
In that order, sadly.
It might be this first. And now this and stand-up comedy are tied. And then police ride-alongs are third.
And then talking on the phone.
I don't actually talk on the phone that much. It's that you're always in a hurry. Seriously. Oh, my God. You should hear the relationship. You would think I'm trying to get a hold of Steven Spielberg with him. I leave him texts like, could I just have literally 10 seconds of your time?
Stop.
It's true. Do I not leave? You should read some of the texts from me. Daniel, could I just have a minute, literally, and I underline
funny.
It.
You want to have this conversation? Let's have this conversation. What's funny is that you'll text me and go, hey, do you have literally 2 minutes? As opposed to just calling me.
No, because I don't want to call you. Oh, because you're not good at disguising if you're in the middle of something. You're always like, so I want to text you to just make sure I'm not getting you, you know, like at this store.
It's a funny thing.
I know. I'm playing it up a little.
I know.
D-A.
That was good. What was that?
D-A-N-I-E-L. Keto. D-A-N-I-E-L.
Keto.
D-A-N-I-E-L.
Keto.
Wow.
I love that.
I never knew that was how you spelled Daniel.
Either did I. I think I misspelled your name once.
Like Daniel.
Once?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you like my watch? I bet you in your phone right now it's misspelled.
Do you like my watch?
Yes.
Isn't that what you told me to do?
Did I?
Yeah, you say just get a good old-fashioned Timex.
It looks great.
Well, I asked you a watch that would be, I could get under $25. And then that's when you said that. No, I didn't say the first
watch
part.
Watch has Roman numerals on it.
All right, listen. What's your favorite place you've ever traveled to?
Key West.
Key West?
Yeah, I love that place. Am I right, guys?
Hemingway.
Hemingway's house is there. Yeah. It's the without a doubt the coolest place in America.
You know, I have a replica of the desk Hemingway used to shoot himself at.
Is that true?
All right, that was
that's
the whole
not
joke.
Nutty, really?
Because normally people would say. Right. Daniel Kino,
I know.
Can we cut that out? No, I'm kidding. .com.
Another useless fact. It's that.
Wow.
Okay, listen. What's your? Do you have a hobby besides doing magic? That's not a hobby. That's a profession.
Well, I'm one of the fortunate few, as are you, whose hobby became your profession. You know what I mean? It's what you would do for fun became what you're able to do for a living. Which is
yeah,
amazing.
That's you know what that makes
like,
me.
You love making people laugh. So you're, what you do for a living is that. I mean, what a cool thing.
You know what? I like that you say that because sometimes I feel like I don't have any hobbies. But if I look at it that way, I got a big fucking hobby.
Yeah, we're ahead of the we're ahead of the game, but you still need some sort of escape. You still
I think I have a camping. I like the camp.
Really?
Well, not hardcore camp, but I like to, you know.
In your cabin.
Well, I feel like, no. That's
in
not,
his backyard.
That's not camping. Honestly, what I call camping, it's all what you want it to be. So why do I feel like I have to? Because a lot of people be like, oh, you're not a camper. Look, it's only what you want it to be. So what I like to get away from, I like this one campsite because no one can use their phone. But guess what? If you want to walk a half of a city block, you can use your phone. So it's really easy if you need it. But you can't. You're not going to sit around the fire pit and just go because you can't. It's for whatever the reason is, the way that where we go camping there a lot, it ends up where when you're around the fire where the sites are, you can't use your phone. There's like a little grocery store there. We rent an RV. There's usually like a group of 10 or 12 of us, 15 of us go. And everybody tents except me. I stay in the RV. But it's there for the refrigerator. It's there for like everyone wants to take a shower. You want to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. It's like a base.
Yeah.
And then you can't, and it makes it easy. I'm going to be the one that's organized. So if we camp, I'm going to be the one cooking and then cleaning and then hanging shit up. And I'm like, fuck that. So I got the big RV, and I love it. The fire pit at night, and you're still out in the middle of nowhere with no TV, just a fire. And people will sit and talk till 4 in the morning. Me, 7. So anyway, did you ever camp?
No, I mean, but you took me there. Now I really want to go. But I think also probably you get joy from prepping for camping, right? Like looking forward to a trip and going
on
this trip.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing is so much fun. You start putting the stuff away.
It's a vacation.
It is, and it's pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Not that that's why I do
it. Financially, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. This is about you, not me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, what's your biggest pet peeve?
Sorry. My biggest pet peeve, other than...
That Daniel does. Oh. No, I'm just kidding.
That's a tough question.
Does everyone know you two are friends? Yeah. You didn't just meet today.
Have you ever mentioned me, Daniel?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he does.
My best friend.
Can I tell you, you're the lucky one that he mentions.
The one he mentions?
Yeah, you're the only one he let leak out. That's why you're here. That's funny. You got away from him. he leaked you out.
Beth always like, who's this, like, who are these people you're always hanging out with?
I don't know who he's having dinner with.
Who are these people? Like hanging out with? Who are you?
Who?
Me?
Who's
no, not you.
You
you're here. Yeah. I'm talking about the other. Somebody in the business, at least. Oh, it's you know.
That's right. Yeah, no, lawyer. Yeah. And
he's a son. Oh, this guy's great. He owns a jet ski shop. He got my mom a free thing. No, that's me.
Bad grammar.
That's me.
Pet peeve.
Where do you? Okay.
Pet peeve. Bad grammar.
Was your mom or dad strict with that?
My dad was very strict.
And do you remember any particular words that he was strict on?
It was very often the, is it Daniel and me or Daniel and I? It was that me-I thing. Mm-hmm. That was the big thing. So I still say what my dad said in my head. You know, I say, you know, would you? I can't think of it right now yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's echoing there.
Yeah, and I'm very appreciative too because the ones I remember that one a lot. And then I also... The next one, I'm so glad because I don't want to be this person. When I hear this person, it sounds ignorant. Yeah. You can say it sometimes and it's all right, but a thick yeah. And I would have been a thick yeah, Philadelphia guy. Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't sound like a big deal, but yeah. It's like yes. She would say yes. And I just remember thinking, leave me the fuck alone. Yes. Yeah. Oh, she was so fucking right. And then there were a few. Oh, she. I don't like to say she. It's not a big deal, that one. But like my mom would say, it's not she. She, if we would reference her as she would be like, she didn't do it like mommy dearest either. I don't want to paint a picture. She would just correct us. Anything your mom teach you, Daniel? I I didn't even mean it that way, but it did sound that way. I'm sure she taught you a lot. You have a great mom. Hey, we make jokes about her on the show, but you love you
met
love
her?
Your.
Have you met her, John?
Yes, and she's adorable. Lovely. And also,
you met my mom.
Daniel
right?
wants
I met your mother. I brought her the magic castle.
Daniel wants nothing more to like a lot of people in this business to have success because it lets you do some of the creative things you want to do. But there's also, I think, a lot of comedians have this, and I found out a decent amount.
Yeah.
They want to help their moms.
I want to have my mom. I want to have enough money to someday have my mom whacked.
Oh my, you have to take a nice moment.
Wow. Yeah, of course, all of that is true. My mom, you know, is one of the most, you know, intuitive, smart women.
Does she cook? Ever,
yes.
What does she cook?
Cook like the wind.
Latkes.
No, I don't know what that means.
I listen.
She
I
cooks. It. Yes, latkes. Everything. My mom
really. I was kidding. And I'm no. making it up.
Latkes. Of course, I love latkes.
Is there a song you can't?
I don't even know what a latke
is. There a song you can't stop?
It's a
playing?
Jewish potato cake. Well, it's just a potato cake. It doesn't have to be
great
Jewish.
At the Holocaust reunion.
Do you have any?
It's what they serve.
Do you have any Cher music on your iPod or on your iPhone?
No.
Okay, that was not even on there. I just needed to know. I'm taking a road trip to my
shared shared music. Shared.
What else?
Thank you. I think that was funny. I'm gonna do. I'm gonna stop.
That was a technology.
Is there any Cher on there? No. Like, is there any Cher on there? Oh no, it's not on here. I just wanted to take a road trip tomorrow. I think that was like I'm trying to get. Oh, you fucking piece of shit. What's the biggest risk? Oh, you know what? I've asked. Everyone knows that. What's the biggest risk you ever taken? It's what you do for a living.
Biggest risk?
Yeah.
You mean performing?
Yeah. Oh. Who's the most interesting person you met lately?
That's might be a hard one. Most interesting person I've met lately. Well, you're a very interesting man.
Thank
is that
you.
A cop out?
No,
is that,
no, I'll
no,
take
it's
it.
Not. He is what a very,
you're
what's
very interesting man.
What's just the harshest critic? What's the harshest thing a critic's ever said about you? That you remember.
That the harshest. I mean, people call me
on YouTube.
Yeah, douche is pretty harsh.
Really?
You just don't want to be like a douchey guy.
Like, you guys, I think, might have a little bit of this in common, where sometimes he'll, like, find a YouTube comment.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll get to him.
Well, a lot of comedians.
Yeah.
You just try to keep it in control. I think I have a pretty good hold on it. You know, I overall know that, like, there's a lot of – I say it because I have to repeat it, but that doesn't mean once in a while. And I'm not sorry that I've approached a few people on it. You know, got somebody on the phone. I never played this on the podcast, but I got someone on the phone that wrote something really mean. I can't do it justice, the conversation, but it ended up that, like, it was, you know, it sounds so cheesy, but the few conversations I've had to people on the show that maybe disagreed and I get them on the phone and I think I'm going to play it on the show and sometimes I don't, is there's a disconnect with, it sounds so cliche, it sounds like 5-9 therapy, but, like, when there are people that mean-spirited, like, yeah, they're paying for that in their lives. Like, that's who they are. They're just tweeting it, and you're feeling a little bit of it, but everybody in their lives. And when you get them on the phone and you talk to them and you try to break it down, you start realizing, oh, they're just – I said this before. I'm repeating myself. The thing that they would need not to do that is the thing they would need to understand why they shouldn't do it. Right. What they would need. They need – you're trying to talk about logic and common sense and, oh, why would you say that? And it's – sometimes when it's somebody just – like when it writes at – like if they didn't write at, sometimes I'd be like, well, guess what? They have a fucking right to express themselves, and I can understand that.
You mean if they didn't intentionally?
Yeah,
link
if they don't put at me,
the
they wanted.
Yeah.
But if they're putting at, they go, yeah, and we want you to know. Yeah. And it wasn't like you said anything religious. That I get.
Oh, can I bring something up?
But by the way, I do like to end
need
this
your
way. Hold
advice
on.
Something.
But again, I like to end this way. But the majority of it, the other day I was reading one with. I'm not saying they're all funny when they try to be funny, but a lot of people fucking are. And we were reading somebody's email, and I fucking cackled. It was so funny. Mm-hmm. And I went, look at that. Somebody in fucking, you know, Australia, and then you open it up and it makes you laugh. They have the same sense of humor. They listen to the show, and I go, that's what you have to remember. That's what this fucking social media does. That's crazy. So sometimes somebody can write something mean, just still look at the big picture, and it's overall fucking awesome what it's done.
Man,
one time,
I'm with you, but I you know, you were asking me a harshest critic. I was like, I mean, all these people online,
Yeah, but I didn't want you to repeat
that. That leads me into a tailspin of you know, self-doubt. But I'm my harshest critic, so I mean the real crew.
No, I think Daniel is.
Yeah. Well, nice.
I think Daniel is. You haven't heard the shit he's been saying about you.
Wait, so I have a question, okay?
I got a little serious. I'm sorry. You know, I can't help it.
In case we might have to cut it here, in case we want to cut all this out, this really happened on Twitter, okay?
No, don't talk about it unless I don't edit anymore. So you're going to hear all this.
Okay, so I was at a barbershop, and there was a guy sitting next to me, right? And he was in his 50s, and he was overweight, but more than that, the way he was wearing his outfit, it was very funny. It was shorts, and they were pulled all the way up, and it was just, you know, and I took a picture of it, and it was kind of a funny composition, and I tweeted, I ran into my trainer while getting a haircut.
Yeah. I think that, oh, is that?
And then somebody, you know, there like a couple of people tweeted back, whatever, and then somebody said, oh, taking pictures of fat people and posting them online, you're a class act.
Can I tell you? I'm going to be honest with you.
So your mom does watch your stuff.
I'm going to be honest with you. I agree. But I know you, and I know what a good soul you are, so that sounds like such a harsh...
Well, what I said back, which is what I meant, was like, there was a lot more to it than that. It was a funny picture. The way the pants looked was funny.
But can
it wasn't
I tell you,
mean.
But hold on.
The Daniel. Fact that you would pay for a trainer.
Yeah.
Daniel, you know, it's not good to get into a serious conversation on Fresh Air, but I'm going to give it a shot.
The thing
that's frustrating about this is I think ultimately you know. Like, look, I'm only repeating myself because I always do, and plus because you maybe haven't heard some of this. But I think you can be crass. I fucking love. I don't know how to say it with – that's the word I go to. But crass and hard and funny and – you know, I like all types of comedy. I like it when it's like fucking morbidly disgusting and twisted and fuck. But you can do all that. And I think like some of the fat jokes, which I used to make – and by the way, I still do. I think people think if you – because you know it might be within you to keep doing it a little, that you have to just decide it's okay. Uh-huh. No, you'll slowly stop doing it once you decide. If I listen to the podcast and I go, ah, shit, I made – that was a heavy joke. It's not the end of the world. I know that the audience will know that – no, that's – and I'm aware of it. Sometimes I catch myself. And not a big deal.
Okay, can I tell
would I have tweeted that? But hold on. Now we're breaking it down.
Well, hold on.
Can't you do better than the average bully? Like, but by the way, would I have laughed at that if I was with you? Yes.
Okay, can I tell you something really quick? Aristotle, can you cut all that out?
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh.
It's your show.
No, it's your reputation.
would you have not sent that tweet in retrospect?
Yeah, probably not.
By the way,
a
lot of comedians would disagree with me. Comedians I really respect.
I know.
They would
That's
be like, you
up.
Have to have a sense of humor. Jesus fucking Christ. But like, I love that. To me, I think Dr. Phil calls those paper arguments when people go, geez, no one has a sense of humor. That's a paper argument because people do have a sense of humor. Like it's like me pretending that you said, oh, I can't say anything. No, sometimes you can do better than that. What, you have to go to the bathroom? Am I coming? No. You're making me feel bad.
Why? You're right. That's why I brought it up. I'm not going, can you believe this fucking guy?
I used to have a joke about someone sitting. Can I tell you something? I have a lot of empathy for people. Look, why do I talk about it? Because what's wrong?
Nothing.
Why are you laughing?
Nothing.
No, seriously, you're laughing what? At something. I'd rather you be laughing at something than laughing at nothing.
It's a stupid thought that.
I want to know what it is.
I'll tell you off the air.
Put reverb in my mic.
I'll tell you off the air.
Put reverb in his mic. Don't turn it off until he admits what he did.
I'll tell you.
All right.
Off the air.
Hold on. I feel like I hate when I make half. I'm not editing. I don't want to edit. It just takes too much work. So just whatever we're saying right now.
Because of journalistic integrity.
Yeah, I'm saying we're talking about those type of jokes. And There's exceptions. It's too hard for me to explain right now. But overall, a lot of them, I think, you can do better than that. Oh, the reason I feel bad, I have a lot of empathy for heavy people. Why do I talk about it, I was going to say. What, so I make myself look like, oh, I'm so empathetic. Yes. No, it's because a lot of people disagree with me. And I don't know if they advertently do or they don't. I used to, you know, a lot of people think when you see a heavy person, they're like, you know, come on. They might give you the 3 seconds of empathy. And I know, and I feel, and I get it. But still, at the end of the day, how do you get like that? I don't know, because I just think I lucked out, because I get it. Like, I smoke cigarettes. There's people that will smoke cigarettes and look at that and go, yeah, you know you're not stupid. You know they're bad for you. Think of what we do with just what we put in our bodies, how lazy we are. Like, we know we put a lot of shit in our bodies, you know. So heavy people just have this – I know what I'm trying to say. That's mm-hmm. like – it's like, can you say, really? I'm sure they're sitting there, what the fuck? I'm sure they're the first person going, what the fuck happened?
I know I had a heart attack, and I don't know what the fuck I would do without Lipitor. I don't know what I would do. I'm not going to bullshit, because without it, I know that's what my dad did. My dad, he was not obese. He smoked about a pack a month. He just couldn't stop eating the wrong foods. But if you looked at him, you wouldn't look at him and go, oh, my God, that was me. But I had a, you know, so if, you know, the diet I'd have to be on without Lipitor, I know that diet, and mm-hmm. I'm not on it. So it's like, I get it. It's fucking hard. So that's why I think, like, I'd rather, you know, you could make better jokes.
It's a disease.
Jesus. Let's take a break. Jake needs to go to the bathroom.
wait, hold on. Where is Jake? Jake, are you there? Jake.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, is Justin Willman here yet?
You know what? He just sent me one more text.
This is the real deal. Thank you. Why does your microphone have no quality in it? Such a dis. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. Are you okay?
Yeah.
We got so serious. Jesus Christ. Sorry that Daniel went off on the fat people. I had to. Someone has to defend them. It's got to be me. You have to pee?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me think of something nice to play. Okay, we'll play this. This is what I found out my therapist would. I don't have a therapist, but if I did for this bit, when I was complaining about my life and talking, I don't know if you want to call it complaining, he would just put these on and listen to this. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. We took a break. You know, we should play this after, throughout the whole show. Like, hold on. No. That little piece of it. To remind people.
Justin Willman's magic, you know.
You know what? I don't think he needs to do a better job. You're critical. You know what? No, I won't accept that. When no one laughs, it just seems like I'm a dick.
No, that was...
like, that's... what, Daniel?
That was very funny. I laughed hard the first time.
Oh, now what am I, like a scary person that's not funny and then people are scared around me?
That was very funny, Dad. No, that was good.
Hey, you guys don't think I'm funny? Do you think I'm funny?
That was good. That was very
no,
good.
Well, you guys look like you're scared of me.
No, it's good.
Hilarious.
What are you talking? You guys treat me like...
Oh, wow, that sounded like a cop bust in just then.
You want to hear some Don Rickles?
Yes.
We listened to it last week, and can I tell you, I want to listen to it again. It's so enjoyable. You're going to love it. It's vintage Don Rickles.
Vintage. What year?
It's 1982, and he's probably 68. But it's weird because he looks like he's a baby. He looks like he's a baby because he got to live
you're
so long.
He's 100 years old now?
No, he's 88.
Oh, my God.
So, hold on. He's 88. I'm turning his little speaker up and then testing my mic. Hello, 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 hello. Okay, so, and we listened to it last week, and I thought, you know what? I want to listen to it again. I think you'll really enjoy it. He's doing like a local TV show, and here he goes.
Our next guest on Live at 5 is appearing now through Sunday at the Westbury Music Fair.
Oh, pause it.
And each year when Don...
And I'm going to point out something. The reason this guy's great is because he does what Letterman does. He asks some questions, and he just laughs, and then He doesn't think he has to spar with Rickles. So you're getting to hear the most you can get out of Rickles, because no matter what he says, this guy just keeps answering a question after question. And it's fucking great.
He's a straight
man. Yes, whether he knows it or not, it's still the best thing to interview Rickles is this guy.
Wow.
Letterman does the same thing. They don't think you have to spar with him. They just just give him another question. And then it's like Simpsons funny, because there's no fucking where they act. Like he'll say something absurd. Boom, ask him another question. He'll say something absurd. Boom, ask him another question.
When Rickles comes to town, we look forward to him being with us here on Live at 5. He always has such a good time while he's here.
That's it?
Yes.
Thanks a million, Jack, for this big opportunity. I swear to you, I didn't want to be on this. I didn't want to come on this thing. You made me come on, and you'll never see me again. I'm fed up. And I hope that thing shortens out your ear. What do you think of that?
Thank you very
really
much.
Really fed up with this. I didn't need it.
Welcome back.
Yeah, it's great to be back, Jack, yeah. Especially when the guys were holding me in the hall begging me to come on.
They were out there offering you money and
yeah,
everything, right?
Everything. Now, it's nice to see you, though.
Yeah, you're out at Westbury through Sunday.
No, no, I'm in here for the garden show. I'm out at Westbury with Hal Linden, a wonderful singer. Yes, right. Westbury's about 700 miles from the city, and we start out on a Tuesday to open on Friday. It's the whole thing. But it's
pause it.
Well, you look
pause
good.
You
boss.
Do you know what he's complaining about?
How far it is.
Radio, basically. Oh. Yeah, we have to start on a Friday. We get out here on a Tuesday, because they probably made them come out and go to the radio shows. And probably, like, as comedians
what year
now.
Is this?
This is 82. Wow. So you think, oh, did he really? Yeah, he has to go. He had to do this. They didn't do this because they didn't need to do it. They need to get the word out. So anyway, go ahead.
A little weight, you were saying?
Yeah, I lost about 15 pounds, you know. Got to keep moving with my kind of act. And you got to be in shape, otherwise they come and get you.
Any particular kind of diet? I mean, did you find something special that worked for you?
Well, I look at my wife and I get a little fed up. No, I got a lovely wife. She just, see, I can't eat because we just came back from Paris and she shopped. She has a black belt in shopping. She went bananas. The woman never looked up. The bags were like this. She never looked up.
Nothing.
Valentino thinks she's part of the family.
What does that mean?
Valentino's the designer.
The designer.
Oh, okay.
Because she was around so much.
I thought I was totally wrong what I thought.
No.
So wrong, I don't want to. Now I'm tempted. I'll tell you, because we're full grown adults. I thought Valentino was like a tap dancer. And like when she bent over with all her bags, it looked like she was tap dancing.
Part of the family.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't say it was great.
Hey,
Oh, geez, thanks for leaving me hanging. Oh, my God, I bared my soul to you, and you went, what type of guess is that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the worst.
Am I being combative?
I don't know where you get these terms from.
Tom Martin.
Well, he does have a degree.
He is smart.
He is smart. Okay, so let's listen to more. Is this great?
It was really something. It really was. She went crazy. But we had a marvelous time in Paris. You ever go to Paris?
No, I don't.
You ever leave your house?
Yeah.
You don't do much of anything, Jack. Just sit here with Sue going, is that train still stuck, by the way? I mean, I watched your news last night. There's a train stuck. I mean, you made it like, you know, it was World War III. I mean, there's three people still in that car saying, fix it already. That news was really, gosh, I mean, that train should be fixed.
A little depressing here in New York.
Yeah. Well, the news is really, you got firecrack stories. Really.
Yeah, you don't
I saw the lineup for the rest of the show. You can take a nap.
Yeah, go to sleep right after this segment. But this is not exactly on fire either, you know.
I'm rolling. You're doing poorly.
I'm dying, yes. Do you, this sounds like a canned question, but you travel around the country. Do you monkey around with your material based on where you're going? If you're down in Miami or in New York versus playing Vegas or the lake out Tahoe or Reno, do you change up what you do or?
No, I pretty much come out, get the money, and go home early. No, people are people. Naturally, if you work Iowa, which I don't plan to work, you would change. If you played Minnesota, you know, you do German fight songs. But I plan to always work in the States. So when I go down to Miami, there's a lot of my people, a lot of Jewish people down there, so I sell bread. And we have a good time around the country because the major gambling cities are the people are very with it. And, of course, New York is great. You know, you've never been out to Westbury.
I came from Reno. A lot of hip people in Nevada.
Oh, Reno's great. I got an uncle there as a leper. Yeah, he's very ill. And Reno's a lot of fun. On Saturday night, you watch flies die in a truck. So it's a great town.
Oh, I got my education.
You really came from Reno? How'd you get this job?
I have no idea, Don.
You know, Jack, nothing personal, but I mean, a guy like you can't handle a job. Coming from Reno, all you know how to do is go, moo, watch a cow die. How can you have a major show here in New York and come from Reno? You con somebody.
There are some newspaper columnists here.
I got a cousin that might know. Yeah, he lives in Minnewaukee. What's that town?
Winnemucca.
Winnemucca. See, you knew it. Right. Yes. When you hit a bell, give him a prize.
Pause.
Okay.
Oh, I am loving this as much this week as last week. Oh, my God, it's just pure joy for me. And I love that Jake. Me and Jake have listened to this more than anybody here, and we both. I look over, he's convulsing like I am. That means he's going to be successful in comedy because he gets the detail of how fucking funny that is every goddamn time. And that's why I'm worried about everybody else in this room.
I want to hear the rest of it.
Todd, what is it about Rickles that just makes it so good?
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
because you love him? I mean, like something about him, some people just emit a vibe that innately it's very hard to not just like that person.
Could it be the ultimate of timing?
He's so funny. I mean, yeah.
Could it be like the, it's just this crazy, like, you know, like, just say the right things. And like, it sounds so, we're so used to it, and we've been, and I've been admiring it for so many years that I don't want to sound like I'm overly, but Rickles at his best. I mean, this is Rickles. Like, I remember being, you know, whatever age I was, and I remember Rickles when I was 13, and I would hear stuff like this, and it would fucking make me laugh so hard because it looked to me like here's an adult on TV and he's not like, I knew he was making fun of the news reporter. You didn't see anyone do that. And doing it sort of affectionately too because the guy loved
yeah,
him.
He's an anarchist.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why I always say when I go to local radio, you know what I learned from Don Rickles? Probably subconsciously. Matter of fact, just till now, I might have never even put it together. I never get nervous. Like when I do, you know, when you have to go into a city and you do that local three, you do like a TV show, you're like, and then they have a kitchen segment, and then sometimes they have a comedian, and you've done that for local mm-hmm. for local TV, right? Yeah. I always feel like, just go in and take over. No one ever takes over. So if you do anything out of the norm, it's like mayhem in the studio. You just don't follow the rules a little bit, uh-huh. and because they don't see that. And that's what it was like to see Don Rickles in there for me. You know, you just, does that make sense?
Yes. I love Don Rickles.
I don't like him. I don't like him. He says things about the Jews.
I want to see Justin. Get, so mean. Will Justin do a trick for you?
Hey, will you? Do you know something? Now, I asked that. That's a good question. Yeah, we can listen to Don Rickles later. That's going to be the word out on the street. I guess Justin Williams said Todd Glass brought him in to listen to Don Rickles clips. Meanwhile, he's sitting there, bing, bang, boom. Is there something that you can do? And by the way, even if it's just visual, I don't care. Is there something you would do? And you can say yes or no.
Would you like to see a magic
Oh yes,
trick?
Fucking yes. Okay. Well, wait, that doesn't, really, make you comfortable to say you don't want to do it. Here's me. What would you like to see when I go? Yeah, I go excited, and you're not going to go. Well, I'm not going to do one. So.
No, of course I will.
I sort of put pressure on
you.
To
show you a magic
Here's the problem
trick of some
with
sorts.
It. We don't have the rights to do it, but I appreciate that you would. I can't.
Copperfield didn't sign up.
No, I love. You know, the first time I ever, I'll just. This is the only magic story I have, but. You know, I didn't. First time I went to see Close Up Magic, I left, and it's like you. It was fucking unbelievable. Like I didn't ever see that before. So then I'm like, oh, that's magic. And I was like 24.
Where was it? Where'd you see it?
At the Magic Castle. Oh. We got into the small room, and I was like, oh my god. I was like, that's fucking. That was, you know, you don't give a fuck. Like I remember on the way home. Of course, the conversation was no one gave a shit. Sleight of hand. That's why I like that. It's sleight of hand. It's like. Yeah, who didn't get – no one cared except one person was sort of like, you know, it's magic. And we wanted to kill the person. We're like, yes, it's sleight of hand, you know.
I see you.
And
yeah.
The person that he did it to, he – okay, so that was it. That was the first time I saw Close Up Magic. And guess what? I said, I'm going to go all the time and see it.
Because you found joy in suspending your disbelief.
Oh, yeah. I thought I didn't know what magic was until I saw that. Yeah. I would like – you know. And now I said I'm going to see it all the time. And guess what? I've only done it once. That one time, that was it. I never, you know what I mean? You say I'm going to go do it, but it takes a commitment to go to the Comedy Magic Castle.
It's like surfing.
Yeah.
For me. I say I want to do it all the time.
Oh, right.
It's like flossing for me.
I can show you a quick trick, Todd. This is the pen trick.
Mm-hmm.
So you could describe what's happening to the listeners.
Okay. Do you want to shoot it?
Yeah, I want to shoot it. That's right.
Well, Todd, why don't you describe what you're seeing?
Okay.
Yeah, this would be fun to hear.
Okay, let's just do it with that. Don't worry about shooting it, because I know he got nervous when he had to lift that camera up.
No, I didn't get nervous.
No, not you, him.
Just checking my angles.
No, not you, him.
Checking my
angles.
No,
it looked like I felt bad. You're like, hey, you know what? You know, you were like, hey, I got to run around with a camera.
So, what?
I know, that's what I mean.
It's a quick trick. This trick takes
Hold on. I want there to be a good energy. Did it sound like there's a tone in my voice, and now I'm trying to say, oh, no, what I meant was I know... When you're on fresh air and you have to do the littlest thing, it's like, oh, it seems like a big deal. So I understood. That's why I said, don't worry about shooting it. I'm trying to be nice to you, Jesus Christ. All I do is try to be nice to these people. Okay.
You want to see it, Todd?
Of course I do.
Simple trick. It's the pen trick.
Okay.
It happens where the X is. So you can tell the viewers what's going on. Tell the viewers what's happening.
Okay, there's a white piece of paper.
It's a napkin from your bathroom.
It's a napkin from my bathroom.
Okay, and he's got a big pen. He's folding into it.
Okay. Hold that there, Ty. Okay, so there's a napkin around a big pen, and now I'm holding it, cradling the pen with the napkin.
He's warming his hands on the candle.
He's warming his hands on the candle.
Okay, so I mean, this is in front of me as clear as day. So just so you know, like. It's everything I think it's going to be every time. It's so much fun.
Magic is fun.
Yes.
So you squished the pen in his hands, and then
it's in his back pocket.
In his back pocket. Do you have anything else?
Do you have anything else? Did you say elf?
That's what I say after every one of your shows, Keenan.
Why do you have to be so combative? And you know I don't have anything else. You've seen my act.
D-A-N-I-E-L, Keenan, D.
You know, when he went to see Bruce Springsteen, Bruce was talking about him. We have it on. Play the Bruce. I want to say.
That's a great song, right?
It's amazing. I want to say hi to my friend Daniel Keenum.
That's a good impression.
All right.
I got a thing for you.
Can we do, yes, let's do something else.
Since we're talking about
magic. No, I mean, rather than this music, I'd like to do another magic trick, if you don't mind. We're prepared to pay.
So this is a trick that this is a technological trick that uses my phone, Todd.
Well, don't try to pull any fast
ones.
Wait,
you know what? I'm going to interject into this interview, and there's a commonality between the two of you,
between Todd and Justin.
Yeah, because both of you get into the business you're in sort of as a. Not a last resort, but like an exercise and something that, you know, you could do at the time. You got into comedy when you were, you know, sort of struggling in school. Yeah. And here you found this thing that was great and let you be as smart and as progressive as you really were, but couldn't show it in school because of your ADD and OCD. And
well, that you just said that clearer than I've ever said it. But yeah, that's so.
And then Justin got into magic because he had both his arms broken. And he couldn't, and he needed to find a way to make his fingers work again. So his doctor suggested magic.
How'd you break your arms?
I was riding my bike with rollerblades on.
How old were you?
He was 27. No.
I was 13.
And you fell off? So you say the part again. You were
so
you
I was
had
riding
your
my bike, but I had rollerblades on.
Oh, my God.
Just something I would do occasionally.
Uh-huh.
It's like a mashup,
crazy,
if you will. And I flew over the handlebars, caught myself with my hands, broke both arms. Bones sticking through the arms and all that
Jesus
stuff.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest fear. Well, there's probably a million others, but it's one of them. I don't have that many fears. I don't want to set myself up to sound like a crazy person. But I don't want to break my arm.
It's the worst.
Or my leg or
especially
anything.
Especially not the one with the fresh sleeve.
I mean.
Oh, you know, yeah. You'd have to get a whole new tattoo.
Well, the whole goddamn thought of it is just disgusting and scary. I'd rather just die. I'm kidding. I don't want to. Not that that thing is going to happen where people are going to make a decision based on what I said on my podcast here. So
I'd love to show you a trick that I can do because of my dexterity from breaking the arms. Because it's almost Halloween when we're recording this. So we're in the spooky spirit.
Well, this will be November 1st when it
Ooh.
Drops.
So this is it. Yeah, hold your right hand out.
Okay. Do you need any music in the background?
No, right there is good.
Okay, so I have my hand. He just took a picture of my hand.
Take a
picture of your hand.
Perfect. It's cool. Okay. Just watch the phone. You're going to feel a little vibration. You can describe what you're seeing.
I see a spider walking on my hand.
Yeah, keep the phone held still there.
Shut the fuck up. I don't want it to hurt me. I swear to God, I don't want to do this.
What?
Don't want the fuck.
What is that? Wait, on the other side.
Motherfucker! What the fuck? Oh my fucking God! My fucking! You don't understand. I don't know if I could ever explain what he just did to me. Whatever it is, how can you? Do you know who is the person that's not impressed by that? Who is it? What is there? There's a problem. There's a problem. You know why? Because you have to just you have to not mind being fooled. And certain people don't want to be fooled. There's something just great about it. That someone got one over on you. Why wouldn't you love that?
I know.
And I thought that spider was on. I can't fucking explain that. Here's what I thought. At first, I thought
okay, I know there's not a spider on me. Probably he did something. Uh-huh. And then I think, oh, no, there's a spider. And then I go, no, there's not. And then I turn my hand around. There's a fucking spider. Now, it's a fake one, but how the fuck did he get it on my goddamn hand? And it's stuck on there. It's not like it's – it looks like it's embedded in my hand. It's got some glue on the back of it. That when he puts it on my hand and I don't know it, it's on my hand.
It's like a Banksy art installation.
And I knew it wasn't a real spider, but I wasn't positive. The story could have been.
I know. You're like, he could have been palming a spider this whole interview.
Oh, did I do that? Daniel, do you think for the listening audience, we didn't really talk them through that.
I think people enjoyed your reaction. I certainly did.
Guys, theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind. Do you have another one? Because I knew how satisfactory Todd's reactions will be. Because I'm the same way.
I'll tell you the truth. My heart can't take it.
I'm the same way. I love it.
My what? Yeah, I did. I just scraped the spider on Jake too. I forgot about that.
Okay, Todd. What,
so wait, Jake.
This?
So I come.
So he took Andrew's glasses.
Hold on. I need. Let's get organization. Whoa. Okay.
So he took Andrew's glasses.
Yes.
I'm gonna move the. Oh man, I'm gonna move the mic. Very slow.
That's okay.
Look at that. Look
I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that was horrible. Watch the Andrew's glasses.
Okay. Let me really try to explain this to the audience. So you're holding his glasses. He sets them down on the table. He's moving his hands around them. I do see he's waving his hands over the glasses in no particular order. I do. I see your shadow that is on the table from your hands. And the glasses are there. Oh, see, I just love it.
You saw it.
What? You saw what?
I saw that.
We all saw.
He just flipped the glasses over.
With my shadows.
Can I try it?
How big a part of you that goes, okay, how do you do that? Or is a bigger part just going, I'm enjoying it, fuck it?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I'm not saying there haven't been situations where I've wanted to know, like, you know, you're on the road, somebody tells you, you know how he does that trick, because, you know, you find out, and you're like, oh, and you're sort of glad. Overall, I don't really want to know. I'd rather just enjoy it.
Have you worked with a lot of comedians?
Because I don't, it's not the
trick. I mean, magicians?
Here's
a lot of magicians.
Over the years?
Yeah.
Not now, but I used to. But I also thought about something. It doesn't
but when
matter.
You do, would you watch backstage like kind of with oh, yeah. like a kid?
Yes.
You'd watch it.
Absolutely.
I see you as the kind of guy who watched
yes,
magic
always.
Like a kid.
I would always
all cynicism goes away. And
I would go peek at it during the day if you had it set up. I'd be like, But here's the thing.
I don't know how much your cynicism goes away when you were backstage watching the magician load the bunny in. And you're like, and he's fucking, you
Sadly,
know, yelling.
Kino, you've done that more
Daniel.
Than any man on the planet.
Daniel, I was, you know how many years ago this was?
What?
I was like, I guess it's still not good. I was going to go, I was 23.
Well, I'll tell you.
Okay, listen, hold on.
This is what I'll,
no.
like. Okay, what?
We were talking about me being, oh, yeah, so about knowing it. Do you want to know it?
Mm-hmm.
So, do I want to know it? Okay, to be honest, I should have probably let you go. I'm lost, and I don't know what I was going to do next, so I made a pre-recorded thing for Jake to play while I remember what I was talking about. Okay, how many weeks can I do this? I mean, it's working now, but it's something I pre-recorded yesterday at the house. Okay, I was talking about that, then I was talking about that, then he talked about that, and then what's-his-name talked about this. Oh, and then our guest talked about that. Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember. Oh, my God. I can't believe I didn't remember. Why did I even forget? I totally remember. Okay, shut this off, Jake. I remember. Jake, now it's your fault. The listeners have to understand. Shut this off. I remember what I was talking about. Jake, I'm not even joking around. I swear to God. Thank God we have that safe word.
I still don't know what it is. So I guess we'll just go to some more questions. What's your favorite hobby? No, can you do another... that's what you asked me if I'd want to know. I would if you were going to tell me. Oh, that's what I was going to say. God damn it, I'm glad I remembered. Even if you told me, I still couldn't fucking do it. Like, even if you said it, right. Yeah, it would take some of a little bit of it away. But I couldn't fucking do it. I could sit home if someone told me how to do it for an hour, and I still couldn't do it. So that's what I'm saying. Even if I knew, I still couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well,
does that make sense what I'm saying?
But yeah, but I could also read a transcript from your act, and I couldn't do it like you do it.
Right. Well, right.
Right? So it's like you could get closer. Magic you bring to it as a performer.
But you could probably not to insult stand-up comedy because it's my life. But you could get closer your transcript to doing what I
see,
do
I
than
do
it is.
I could do your act better than you could do my act, is what you're
yes.
saying.
Okay. Both I'll of us wouldn't that. Be doing it any justice, but one would be, you know, yeah, because I couldn't do that. You have to have that's
one
like,
of
I
us
couldn't
could
be a,
still work in the Poconos, is what you're saying.
All right, listen. I heard this song. We're going to play. Will you do another one?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Keno,
good interviewer. See that? I catch myself.
I'm curious.
Will you do another one?
Because Keno has seen a lot of magic, and he's been around for the creative process. So, Keno, now that you know what you know, is it did it lose its magic, the fact that you know how some tricks work?
No. No, because, you know, now that I'm more aware of the craftsmanship mm-hmm. and the skill that goes into it and the showmanship, it's even more impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a die here, Todd. From a
I don't know magic talk.
Dungeons and Dragons talk.
I'm the guy in the audience that's being difficult. Let me be nice. Oh, yeah, sure. Hi.
Think of a number from 1 to 6, Todd.
Okay, in my head.
Don't say it. In your head.
Sure.
Think of it in your head.
Okay.
I'm going to hand you the die, and you're going to turn the die so the number you're thinking of is up.
Okay.
But you're going to cover up the die, so the die will be up. It will exist up, but no one has to see it but you.
Okay.
Okay?
So just put my hand over it right away when I turn.
Think of it, turn it to that number, and put your hand over it.
Okay, I did.
So your hand is over the die.
There's a lot to remember.
I know.
I have the number on my hand down here.
But you know the number. You know the number.
Yeah, it's below the table
so
on my hand.
Just think of the number.
I have those fingers out.
So look at me, Todd.
Okay, and I know what the dice says.
Okay, it's a die. I'm going to say the numbers 1 through 6. Don't react.
Okay.
Okay, so just watch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. See, did it look like he reacted at all?
Well, because I'm scared the thing's going to pop
on
in my...
Four.
I'm
you had
afraid
a twinge
that...
on four. I think it was four.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Tell me it was, because...
Yes.
Oh, it was four. Okay, good. Okay, good. So there was a twinge. That's something I could pick up by seeing it, okay? Now let me show you, like, the audible one. I'll look away, and you pick a new number.
I think... Okay. What do you want me to do?
Just think of a new number from 1 to 6.
Throw it again.
Do the same thing again.
Do the same thing and put my hand over it. So I'm rolling the dice in my hand. People at home, I'm with you. Don't think I forget about you. Just when you did a little bit. You're like, yeah. If you're honest, you'd be like, I did think he forgot about us. No, we're going to do this magic trick together. So I have a dice in my hand. I'm spinning it. Then as soon as I turn over my hand, I put my hand right over it. So trust me, no one here at this table can see. And he's looking the other way. Don't think I'm not fucking, I'm being very cautious. Okay, there I go. It's right over. There's no fucking way anybody saw. Okay, now, and I'm being, to George Carlin, I'm saying it in a funny way,
that's true. I didn't
but I'm being it. Honest. I'm actually being honest. He's completely turned around. I kept my hand over it. There's a number on my hand. Okay.
There's a number right now?
Yes, but I didn't think of a number.
You didn't think of a number. You just turned it randomly. And when it was to a number that you liked, you stopped?
No, I just did it once, and then this is the number it's
you
on.
You know what the number is?
Yes. But I didn't think of one. I hope I didn't fuck it up.
No, it's okay. You know, you're thinking of a number now, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just can you say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 monotone?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
no,
9.
No, just stop at 6. But here's what's the funny.
Didn't you say you go to 10?
Perfectly. Because there's normally a hesitation before someone says the number they're thinking of. But the hesitation was before you started because your number was 1. And I think you kind of, it was like a hesitation, 1. Is that one? Let me see.
Yes. See, okay. For you to appreciate at home, you have to know. Like that's why I said I wanted to overly set it up. Like, of course I'm sitting
doing
here.
Magic on a podcast.
I'm not being. I'm watching like a hawk. I want to be impressed. And if I'm not watching like a hawk, the more you watch like a hawk, the more you're impressed because you're like, okay, I'm paying attention here. I see you're turned around. My hand goes around. However, I would think you're doing it. By the way, it's never how the person's probably doing it. I have no fucking idea. Whatever I would guess. I would guess wrong. And I can tell you right off the bat, he's not peeking through my – he's not looking through a mirror on his hand.
Todd, maybe
if you were, I'd be very upset. I think that's dishonest.
Maybe I just know you. Maybe I just know I know what you do.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
By the way, I'm all right.
Patterns
hey, now listen. I don't want to sound like I'm crazy. Could slight – what is it called? Sleight of hand? Is that what it would be?
Well, what? Magic?
Sleight of hand.
Close-up magic would be sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand. And then what was that you just said before about Oh, could you do it? Could there be some psychological?
Yeah, maybe. Could it be real? This is something that could be
can
real.
I tell you,
Todd, I got one out of six right twice in a row. So that's six. I just performed one out of 36.
Gun to my head, if somebody goes, did he do it through any telepathic? Not telepathic, but like just sociological. Like you said, you skip a beat. I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea.
That's all bullshit.
Hey, I aired on the right side. Am I just deluding myself, or wasn't I basically saying I don't think it's that? Or maybe I was. I don't remember.
Well,
I'll edit this down. I'll fucking seem brilliant. Hold on. Stop. Let me tell you something. I see. I splice in something. it's just, I mean. And then when I said it, I thought, stall at another number. Because I thought I went 4, 5. And I was really trying to get, I was trying to get a look out of you. But it didn't. You knew right away. I saw you figured it.
You saw me.
Hey, I hope I'm not crazy. But it looked to me like, after I was counting, before I was done, you already knew.
It's just a magic trick. It's not a big
deal. But I could look like a buffoon right now.
Here's the thing.
Are looking at me. Let me tell you something. And you listen up close. If the two of you know that I'm crazy right now, because what if you know there's not? I'm like, oh, my God. And you guys know the way it is. And I look like a buffoon.
You don't.
I don't.
That was a very impressive trick.
Yeah, no, these are top-notch quality, my friend. These are good.
Yeah.
These are good.
I don't know.
The spider thing freaked me the fuck out.
It's so great.
I love that you didn't even let me finish the trick, and it had still a delayed
effect. Oh, I forgot
about
that. I was such a chicken that he took a picture of my hand. Now my hand is on a picture of my hand, and I just got weirded out by that when I saw.
It's trippy.
I saw a spider on the fake hand, but then I thought it was my hand. Your fake spider. I don't know. Maybe you carry a fake spider. I have no idea.
I do.
No, I mean a fake, not a fake one, a pet one.
I have a fake spider.
Like
a
real
Monopoly
spider.
Monopoly die on me. Well, I'm showing up with it's unusual party tricks.
You know what me and Daniel say? We have this thing we talk about, compare it to magic, We're not saying – I've had shitty jokes I don't like. I have shit jokes I don't tell in my act anymore. Mm-hmm. But, it's still a good standard for your own joke is that, picture if there was a magician. Technically, taking your thumb and moving it away from your hand, that's a magic trick, right? Mm-hmm. But that any buffoon could do. Are you making an audience drive down and pay to park and buy dinner to see this? Is that the jokes you're telling? You know what I mean?
I mean, well, if you're not using
magic, does that
make sense? Yeah, it makes total sense. If you're not using your magic or your comedy to let people leave the theater with something more, right? Then you're wasting their time. It's like if you just got to
try
up and
at least.
If I pulled my thumb off for an hour, it could be very amazing looking, but I don't. It
feels good too.
Okay, here's the thing.
Unless I said it was some metaphor for something. It's an art installation.
Okay, you know how sometimes when you're at a fancy restaurant. And you get the mac and cheese, and everyone goes, "Why are you getting the mac and cheese?" Man, it's fun. Sometimes it's fun to get a dish. You know what I mean? At a fancy restaurant, you see their high end version of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you don't know. I've been going around beating around the bush to get you to do it. I thought, I bet if you do the thumb on the hand, it's like seeing even not like my uncle when you do it, it's a little better.
I'm not gonna lie, I do the best thumb off.
And I was wondering if you would do it because Jake.
Here's what's important.
Can I tell you, to George Carlin, started asking it 100% joking. To George Carlin. Halfway through, I started going, what do you do? Could I see a little? Maybe it would be. But I'm not going
to
ask you to do
it. I would love to do it, actually. It might be better than any trick I've done so far today. Okay. I don't know. People aren't freaking out, all right? When Chris Angel does the die, people, fucking sign up for his religion. Come on. Okay, here, you ready for the thumb off? Ready?
It does, right? It looks better.
It does. Daniel, I love you just for that. It's everything
better.
I thought it would be. The lines are crisper.
Yeah. It looks better.
There's still a way to do even that.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I'm sorry. I dropped your spider.
Oh, hey, was my first country hit. Hey, let's go. Hey, you dropped a spider. Hey, you want to hear what this is music on? I think you will. Oh, do you have another track?
No, I'm my spider broke, so I'm just massaging.
That was my first country.
This is music. We're going to go in for the close here.
Are these reusable?
Bing, bang,
that
boom.
That one's dead, man.
This is music online. It shows this guy walking around, and he's like, you know, as you're opening those cards, I want you to listen to this.
We're doing this just to give my hands something to do.
Oh, no, I want to be privy to anything we can do, as long as we can explain it like those. I like that last one because I felt that was very explainable.
The spider one?
With the number. Oh, the spider one, just to listen to me get the shit scared out of me.
Oh, with the die.
Yeah, with the dice, because
should
it's like...
I have a math trick that people could do while listening.
Like, I'm not a big fan of math.
I know. Well, you don't have to do it.
No, I'm kidding. I mean, I'm not a big fan of math, but it doesn't mean I don't like math tricks. Math tricks, I don't have to do the math. How's the bitter Buddha? How's the... Is there anything you want to plug? You're such a good energy here. I want to give you the chance to plug something if you need to plug it.
Justin Willows show November
5th.
November 5th. Thank you for
it. 5th.
So this is this is music of a guy walking around, like, you know, a guy that would jiggle cashews? And there's a video of this guy. You have to go look at this guy online. And he's walking around. He's got the pants pulled up about maybe 2 inches too high. He's got the slacks. And he's jiggling cashews, and there's a video, I swear to God, to George Carlin, of him walking around in the video. So now, here we go. Oh, we can watch it. Can we watch it? Okay, here we go. Well, it's just imagine it, too. Imagine the guy walking down the street.
Jiggling cashews.
Looking at ladies. He makes the gun thing to ladies. Boom, boom. They picked the perfect music for this video. Here we go.
Hey, man! This is the best-looking man in the world. With a mop and a brim-bram broom, and clean-clam clean up the rim-ram room.
Hold on, we gotta watch it. Turn it. Hold on. Can you turn it around? Hold on, let's start it again. It's worth it. Everybody at home, it's all right. You'll enjoy it again, too. I want everyone here to see this guy. It's the perfect guy. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Daniel, are you gonna?
Hey, man! This is the best looking man in the world.
He's perfectly cast.
Rim brand broom and clean clam clean up the rim brand broom. Dim them babies, unclothed you know. Give us twin slam slippers and my easy chair. When clam fingers,
he's perfect.
Give me baby, let me hold you tight. I'm north and south and east and west, but even a honeybee needs some rest. When I get my jacket and my trousers pressed, I'm gonna fall to swallow right back to the nest. Don't you win?
Oh, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. Oh, my God.
Are you going to put that up on...
We have to... Put it on the face. That was...
Who is that?
He. It wasn't too much. It was so subtle, and then it was so large, and yet it wasn't sometimes, which made it so great. The casual shaking of the hands and the outward 2 feet. There's like a duck walk even in those guys. You know, like here they're trying to be slick, and the guy's got both of his feet are pointed out. It's not a parody of it, but if you look at the way he walks, his legs are like... He says, hey, he's all nothing, you know, shaking his cashews. That song is great.
That should be a theme song.
A bing, bang, boom, get a slick, slack, slow.
I'd like to hear that commencement speech again.
This is the best looking man in the world.
That should be your, like, when you get out.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. It's a bring, bang, boom, and a bring, bang, bang. The Todd Glass Show. Tonight, Todd's guest, Justin Willman. And then it comes back to a video of later, the music of the Kit Kat and Mickey Puckpants. And comedian Daniel Keto.
It's always a big comedian.
Bing, bang, boom. Bing, bang, boom. I'm going to do this. Oh, you believe this is going to be my act. This is how I'm closing up my show, walking around, giving people the mic. A bring, bang, boom, and a bing, bang, boom. Can we get some drums? Start it over. You know, why not, right?
This is the best look.
I can end my show this way. Yeah. Bring a bring, bang, boom, and a bring, bang, bang, and a boom, bang, bing. Bring, bang, boom, and a bang, bang. All right, listen. Can I see another magic trick?
It's fun. I can go out on these weird trips and then come back and be entertained and be able to take a, take a break.
Oh, man.
Our guest is Justin Wilmer.
Wilman.
Wilman. Watch your mouth.
I know.
Jesus Christ. That's what you do if you fuck up and you're embarrassed. You overly yell at the other person. Let's do it again. You ready?
Yeah. That's what Jake
Our
did
guest
earlier.
Is Justin Wilman.
Well, you got it right this time.
Our guest is Justin Wilmore.
Wilman.
All right. Don't be a fucking big mouth over there. Mr. Big Mouth over there thinks he runs the fucking
joint. Hey, don't finish my sentences, you asshole.
Don't finish my sentences.
Okay, let's see it.
Bring, bring, bring.
Like,
bring, bring, bring.
Monkey?
Can you please remind me to get that music for when I go to Helium in Philadelphia? Now these people have something to look forward to.
That's going to be your out? You're going to walk out like the State of the Union.
You damn right that's going to be my ending. I know it already, and the crowd's going to love it. A bring, bring, boom, and a bring, bring, boom. It's going to be fucking people. Right now there's people canceling their reservations.
Cancel the reservations, honey. He's doing something with bring, bring, boom.
When are you at Helium?
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Not allowed to plug it?
That's a good thing or a bad thing.
Can't plug it?
No, this the Thanksgiving week.
No way.
Yes.
I'm at the Prince Music Theater Thanksgiving week.
Are you serious?
In Philadelphia.
Why are you
going? The day after Thanksgiving.
Why are you going to Philadelphia? Do you have family there?
No, I'm doing my show there.
Oh, I didn't know if coincidentally you chose that.
No, I'll be in Minneapolis for Thanksgiving. But then the day after, I'm at the Prince Music Theater in Philadelphia. So we're there at the same time. How about that?
You know what?
Oh, wow. Thanksgiving with Todd Glass.
I'll send a town car over to get you.
Am I strong-arming you into hanging out with me? Or the, like,
I would love to hang out with
Wouldn't
you.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I didn't want to get too excited. Believe me, ask Daniel. I'm always wanting to hang out. Nobody wants to hang out
Literally,
with me.
Daniel, 15 minutes. Literally.
What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. Literally. Daniel, please, 1 minute. Can I ask you a question? But it's never anything that important by the time. I'm like, do you think that I should return this person's tweet?
Touch the back of a card, just the tip of your finger. Just touch the back.
Should I send Comedy Central a big picture of me again, or you think it's too much? Hey, do what you want to do, Todd. What he tells me. I go, thank you for that insight. Okay, let me pick a card.
Literally.
By the way, those were true things that I've actually called
just
him.
Just put
about.
Your finger on. Just literally put your finger on.
Okay.
Just literally just put your finger on.
Okay,
it's
stop.
Not a big deal.
Okay, it's not.
It's not a big deal. Memorize it.
I didn't see it.
That's it.
Okay.
Don't forget it. This is a quick trick.
It's not a big deal. It's self-congratulatory, and then you play it down. It's not a big deal.
Well, no,
I think
trick.
You're insinuating
it's
it was. It's a great.
Work.
I love that.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so I saw it. Oh, did you see it? Oh, you know what? That's a little messy.
Not messy. So feel right here. You'll feel one card.
That's how he meets guys.
Melt it through the pocket.
Look at that.
Hold on.
Yeah. Look at that.
Stop. I want to tell what he did. All right, you have to remember the... Okay.
Theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind, but I give him a little help.
And an elephant.
So I picked right now
elephant.
Justin is on an elephant. Do we have any elephant music? No, Justin is on an elephant. That's true, swear to God. No. So what he did was he took the I had a card. I totally saw what it was. He took them and he just flipped them all over his whole body. Right? He just went all over his whole body. They're all over the floor.
I made it rain.
And then now you notice that there's something in your pocket.
What card did you pick, Todd?
Oh, Jesus. I get nervous with this. It was an ace.
An ace?
An ace. I thought, but I could have forgotten, to be honest. An ace.
An ace.
Of?
Oh, I don't... An ace of...
Was it diamonds?
Hold on. Shut this music off. I can't think.
I think it was an ace of diamonds.
It was an ace. You made me nervous, like I guessed wrong. Can I tell you, when I see this, I prefer magicians or sleight of hand people that they just say, show it. And I go, that's it. Because I'm pretty sure they get it right, and no matter what they show me, I'm going to say, yeah, it's right. Do you understand?
See, you for a second.
This way, do you get what I just said?
Yeah,
like,
I get it.
I'm not going to go, it's wrong. They're flipping it around, and they're doing a show. They know what they're fucking doing, so I'm never going to go, I don't think it was that. I'm like, whatever you're showing me, it was it. You're good. That's how you got here. You know, we're not at a Kmart. So when you said what was it,
so
I thought
you trust him.
I trust someone like at your level.
I don't
level,
need to
yes.
examine the rope. I trust you. You're here. You're working the cat.
Yeah, you know what? At this point, really, are we going to pull the rope and it's going to pull
Spades,
and pull in half?
Spades, diamonds. What's the difference? You got it.
Yeah.
Good work.
No, I'm impressed.
Bravo.
I assume that's the card. I didn't even. Pay
Therefore,
attention.
I.
Oh, but here's the thing. It's still how you got it in your fucking thing, and how you got that's all the stuff. It doesn't even matter. I'm just saying I got nervous, but
yeah.
You know, listen, can I do one? I have to do a little thing.
Please, no, I would pull off your thumb for my God.
I mean, I love that you did it a little better.
I know, right?
I'm so glad that you noticed it, Daniel. I knew he was going to. You were going to think I was crazy, but I thought, I bet he does.
I know.
I bet he does it better. Yeah. And I was serious. Listen.
That's my closer, guys.
Would you like to get. We have to go in. How long have we done?
Over 2 hours. Wait, did we start yet?
Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
What is that?
Okay. I want to see how quick you can get this. We ask every guest to do it, so eventually it'll be a reel of every comedian been on the show. Play the song one time.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you, and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
Now play the other one just before. We don't want to get it in your head, but I would like to.
Hey, don't you know it's the Todd Glass Show? Don't you know I just told you so?
Enough already. The guy's obsessed with me. I love playing that role once in a while. No one loves the jingles more than me, but like, I love the guy who has to... All right, geez, enough. Meanwhile, every time I get him, I'm like, I listened to it 20 times today. All right, so play it again, the Hey, Hi, Hello. See how quick...
Hey, hi, hello, this is the...
We're going to ask you to repeat this along with it, and we're going to see...
Okay.
Some people, I can't get it, and I've heard it 100 times. There is a little bit of a tongue twister, but I think even without the tongue twister, I still couldn't remember it. So it's just all around not something I would ever try to do. But the guests, some get it pretty quick. Play it again.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you, and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
Do you want to, can you do it? Can you do it?
No.
It's hey, hi, hello.
I can't believe Roy Scovel did it in twice.
Check. Really?
Twice. Hey, and hi, Jane
hello.
Kirkman.
Thanks
but...
for stopping by.
Oh,
hey, great. Hi, hello.
Play it again.
And I...
Play it again.
Hey, hi, hello. This is the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello. Thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello. Hey, hi. Goodbye.
Oh. Aristotle does it every week with such like, this is nothing.
Such gusto.
This is just nothing. I mean, this is like so easy for me to do it. Like, I'm not even thinking about it as I do it. Do you want to try it one more time?
Hey, okay. Can't do it in tune, though. I can just recite it. Hey, hi, hello. This is the chat guy. Hey, hi, hello. Thanks for stopping by. Hey, hi, hello.
I think you have to
is
do it.
Is this where
the
everybody
music.
Hangs out?
You don't have to do it, by the way.
Hey, hello.
Let me hear it.
Thanks for you then.
Hey, hello. Hi, hello. This thanks for stopping chat. By. Hey, hi, hello. How are you, my? I like you, and I hope you're very happy. Hey, hi, hello, and hi, hello, goodbye.
That's pretty good.
No, it wasn't.
Well, you got a lot of it down.
Did I?
I like you, and I hope you like I.
All right, listen, I got better things to do than this. Wait, hold on. Would you like to help me record something that will be the opening to the show every week? And
of course,
then
yeah.
We'll do a special thing where we let you guess a secret word, and then okay. We're going to go in for the close.
Okay.
Are you good?
I'm so good. I made a mess over here. I'm sorry.
You're fine. You don't have to worry. Don't, please.
Yeah, I got you guys.
Is everything good? So here's, you know what? We'll do this another time.
What was that?
I have a new opening for the show, but I need... A group of people to sing it. Well, it's sing along with the song that's there.
Oh, got
then
it.
I want to open a show. But we can do it.
Okay.
I can do it another time.
At a later date.
Mm-hmm. We played your song. I have to get to all this before I let you go. No, I'm just kidding. I guess that wouldn't be the best joke in the world. I'm kidding. I got you. You don't have to do that. We never finished listening to the Don Rickles thing.
Play it.
Oh, that was...
Get people in Nevada.
Oh, Reno's great. I got an uncle that is a leper.
I see.
Yeah, he's very ill.
Listen to the crew.
Reno's a lot of fun. On Saturday night, you watch flies die in a truck. So it's a great town, Reno.
Oh, I see. No, I got my education.
You really came for Reno? How'd you get this job?
I have no idea, Don.
Jack, nothing personal, but I mean, a guy like you can't handle a job. Coming from Reno, all you know how to do is go, moo, watch a cow die. I mean, how can you have a major show here in New York and come from Reno? You con somebody.
There are some newspaper columnists here that
I got a cousin that might know. Yeah, he lives in Minnewaukee. What's that town?
Winnemucca.
Winnemucca. Yeah. Say you knew it. Right, right. Yes. When you hit a bell, give him a prize.
You was helping him.
Okay, you won the prize.
It's a little Indian settlement.
It's a great area there.
Yeah, Winnemucca.
You have the governor of Jersey coming in now.
Yeah, he'll be in after you.
Yeah, he was outside with a canteen.
Selling water.
Yeah.
Looking for water. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All started in a little high school in Jackson Heights.
And Elmhurst. Which is now Columbia. Mm-hmm. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. I went to Newtown High School, and I studied failure. And I went there, and in World War II, I got a lucky break. World War II came. They put me out of high school. They sent me right over to the Philippines, and those guys are now all in Hawaii saying, you want to play golf? But we had a marvelous time in high school.
What did you do during the war?
During the war?
Yeah.
Hid. A lot of hiding. A lot of hiding. As soon as I heard one of those guys coming out of the trees, I went, no trouble, no trouble. In fact, I bought toys from them.
Selling their little trinkets.
Their little toys and so forth. No, I was in the Philippines on a PT boat, motor torpedo boat. Were you in the service?
Yes, I was.
Ours?
Yes, yes, I was.
I was in the Philippines, which is great climate. You hang around Manila and Lingayen Gulf and Cebu. And you get malaria, and you die, usually.
I see.
And it's about 105, and you walk around with a little loincloth, and, you know, and you keep firing at anything that moves, you know.
The mosquitoes.
And we had a wonderful commander that said battle stations, and when we were in action, he was below decks, under the covers, saying, keep firing, keep firing.
Holding his teddy bear.
Yeah, but my service days were, it taught me a great deal.
Did you have any trouble adjusting to civilian life after your time in the military?
Well, I came home and I wanted to be an actor, so that was a little ridiculous. But I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, which they keep it quiet, you know, Robert Redford's, Jason Robards.
Were you on scholarship, though?
No. I just walked in and started acting. You don't get a scholarship, you pay. You got to audition. Don't be a dumbbell. I hate a dumbbell. Read the paper, know the questions. I mean, what is this, Stump the Stars?
No, I was just curious training.
And I had an audition, and the Academy keeps it quiet that I'm a member. You know, Spencer Tracy went there, Kirk Douglas. I'm sort of the Pinky Lee of the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. They like to keep it low-key that I went there. But I studied as an actor, and now...
Oh, my God. Well, that was a fun trip, right? Did I tell you about this person here? Look at this guy walking outside right now. Right outside the window, he's jiggling peanuts. Play this music, but look outside. Everybody imagine their own person. Does anyone want to get to go to the bathroom, Daniel? Let's picture Daniel going to the bathroom to this music. Walk to this music, Daniel. Walk to this music, seriously. Seriously, walk to this music. Can you walk to this music? Will you do it for us? Do we ask that much?
Nah, you're horrible.
He wouldn't even do it. I would have done it. You want me to do it?
Come on, do it. South, east, and west. But even a honeybee needs some rest. When I get my jacket and my trousers pressed, I'm going to fall and swallow right back to the nest. Don't you get that? I translate. You can sing, shame, show up. Free, crap, break. And you'll bend that baby. Shame, home tonight.
I don't know if we edit that out. I just kept walking around the room like that guy.
Theater
it was
of the
so
mind.
Much fun. Play that music and walk around. That's the best comedic. That music produced. Someone produced that. I'm not kidding. I'm not overcomplicating. That music is. That silly music does it for me. It's a bling, bang, boom, and a schlick, schlack, sloong. It's so fucking fun. I can't. If I. Where? Oh, my head.
My earpiece has come off on this. It's okay. All right, Daniel's coming back. Here's what I'd like to do. We're going to go in for the close. I feel like I've been a bad host a little because I got a little bit all over the place.
I rode with you.
Cool. Okay.
Kino's back, now walking like he's carrying nuts in his hand.
Oh, Daniel, you missed
Bing
it.
Bong,
matter of fact, you missed it, Daniel. Okay, so let's do this. I'm going to take, this is one of those quick breaks. You ready? Okay, we'll be right back. Oh, that was a quick break. So here's what we're going to do. Is there anything I didn't play? Cling, clang, clung, and a clock, clock, click, and a boom, and a spooby dooby doo. Have we gone to Jeannie Most in a while with a story? Jeannie's always got great stories.
Mm-hmm.
I love going to her. She's always got. But remember, here's how I want you to enjoy it more. I haven't heard this one. I've not heard this one. But it's, you know, I've heard of. It's always like starts out with like, can you pull one off your.
No.
Dating service for people? Maybe. For dogs? You know. It's always something like that. Okay, go ahead.
Who among us hasn't been guilty of assault on a ketchup bottle? But has technology finally caught up with ketchup?
Look at that thing slide!
Amazing.
Oh my god!
Our long, national nightmare is over. Mechanical engineering students at MIT have come up with a super slippery coating that makes anything from ketchup to mayonnaise practically leap out of a bottle coated with the stuff. They call it Liquid Glide.
It works on everything we've tried so far.
Yeah, so glass, plastic.
I think we've learned enough about it. But it's always like, you know, she'll have like...
Ketchup lube.
Ketchup. Disgusting. Okay, so we're... Bing, bang, boom, and a ding, ding. You never did the hey, hi, hello.
Hey, hello.
I thought you'd be, because you seem to be very methodical. I thought you'd be able to, like.
To memorize that, you mm-hmm. mean? You know, Todd, lately I've been having trouble remembering things.
Well,
so,
I can
not
relate.
A joke, just a fact.
I can relate. No, you know what, though? Don't do that to where you start. A lot of people start doing that. You know, you think you. I don't think people lose their memory as much as they think they do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, here's what I mean. You don't remember anything when you're younger either. You just don't care. Now, I'm not negating it. At a certain age, there's memory loss. But I think a lot of people mind fuck themselves. You start doing it, you know, you're like, wait a second. No. What did I always forgot everything. I remember more now than I used to remember. I had nothing to remember.
You give yourself more credit than you deserve. What if our brains are hard drives? And by this point, we're just starting to. They're filling up and it's crashing.
I wonder if there's any truth to that.
Probably not.
Well, I don't get anything new in
might
there,
be
so
the weed.
I'm fine.
I think
no, it's fine. I don't get anything. I don't want anything. Well, I'll take some new things, but overall, I have what I want in there. That's why I don't want to learn anything. You know what I mean? Like that, I don't need to know. Like I, you know, like people try to explain their job to me. I'm like, no, I don't.
I got
I don't
it.
Understand
because
you
must
you
know
do.
your brain has a it's finite not, space for.
I'm not
going to
be able to figure
knowledge.
It out. Right, I'm not going to figure it out.
I'm not going to remember your card. I really just don't. I don't need to know what the playing card was. I'll trust you.
All that. Well, you know,
I
think
say playing card for the callback to register.
Yeah.
But it did. We're good.
But that didn't sound like I was being disrespectful, right?
No, yeah. It's honestly you're being respectful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By giving you respect, it's undue.
Well, I'm looking for other stuff. That's not what I'm going to have my eye on. You know what I mean? I'm going to think he goes, and then you know what he does at the end of the trick? He guesses wrong. The guy's an idiot. You better have that down. You know, I think the how you do it, that's what maybe newer people you can tell. Even the thumb thing. So I understand. Why would you go to a restaurant and get the... Remember when we went to Ruth Chris Steak and the waiter knew it? That was the only time the waiter... Because he always says, don't tell people you're high. And this is one time when the waiter knew we were high.
How do you know?
Because we were giggling when the food came out.
This was in
but
Virginia
they just
had, Beach.
They have good steak. Yeah. I mean, that's the best steak.
RuthChris.com. The name's not great.
Ruth
that steak
Chris.
Is so good, it survived the name Ruth's Chris. That's how good their meat is. Like, if you were going to open a restaurant right and go, I'm going to sell steaks, what are you going to call it? Ruth's Chris. People be like, okay, Todd, obviously, that's not going to be the name of the restaurant.
Don't worry, this steak's really good.
It's going to be Ruth's Chris.
Wait, it's not called that, though, is it?
Ruth's Chris. It's
Ruth's Chris.
Is possessive.
It's, I think one of them's dropped off, but let's Ruth's not get Chris. To that yet, because for a while it was this. So let's soak in this. So Ruth's Chris is the name of it.
Ruth Chris.
I think I might be saying it wrong.
I'm pretty sure it's Ruth's
Ruth Chris.
Can we, yeah.
Can we, it wasn't Ruth Chris.
Anybody have a
phone? I don't remember.
Ruth Chris. It's Ruth Chris's Steakhouse,
no,
I think.
Ruth's. Chris Steakhouse.
Well, you're making it sound a lot of sizzle in there. I think of a fatty steak.
Isn't it Ruth's?
I'm with
Chris.
I don't know if you're joking or not.
If only
yeah,
there
it's
a way
Ruth's
to search
Chris.
It.
Yes, it is. I'm not going to perpetuate that. Do you like this jingle from China? Somebody sent a jingle in for you. It's for you. It's Daniel Gino. Listen.
Daniel Gino, we're happy. Listen.
Consomme, consomme, consomme punchy. Punchy janayo, consomme punchy. Umasaga kite
the consomme punchy. Daniel Gino's back. Consomme, consomme, consomme punchy. Daniel Gino's back on the Todd Glass Show. Alright, enough of that.
I lost my virginity to that song.
Wait, which
he
song?
He was 27.
You lost your virginity to this. By choice?
Well, it was consensual. I don't know if it was by choice.
Wait, so tell me what happened. Like, where are you at where you happen to have sex and this music's playing? Please tell me the story. Please. Now, come on. Please tell me the story.
He was at Ruth's.
I was with Ruth.
Yeah.
And then Chris showed up.
He's great.
And he's like, what the fuck's going on?
Todd, that sounds like your whistle in the beginning.
I wish I could whistle like that. Play that again. I'd take cabs every night. And I'd bring a horn player every night. That's how you get a cab. I'd go like this. Hey. Trying to cut it off. We're working with limited budget over here, folks. We do not have the big budget of these expensive shows. Chris Hardwick is coming down on us. Oh, he yelled at me yesterday.
Man.
I don't even mind talking about it. He's like, fucking play music. Play more funny jingles. I go, I do. We're in these good conversations, and I got to stop and do these shit music things. What if one listener went, I thought there was a reason Todd was playing those. I mean, I knew it couldn't be he liked them. Now maybe I shouldn't too. All right, listen. Where do we go, Daniel? We have to go for the home. We're going home. Help me out here. How do we go for the clothes?
Well, Justin, did you get everything off that list?
Oh, you're so professional. Did I play the...
Gotta do secret word.
Can I tell you what would make a good cartoon?
What?
Well, I'm not even... Okay, but I only want to do it on the show right now. I'm being very selfish, maybe, because I think it would make a good cartoon. My horror mom bit. You know what I mean? Like, it just plays out as a picture, and you do the kids. I didn't blow 30 guys last night, so you could get a D in math. And just do it right now, and then they make a cartoon. And that's sort of... Is that okay?
Well, isn't that kind of making fun of prostitutes?
Yes. No, it's not.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Hey,
no,
by
I'm
the
kidding.
Way,
I'm...
But you know what's great? I thought about that. Could a prostitute laugh at my joke? Yeah. I even say... By the way, it might sound weird. I go, I don't even judge people for being prostitutes. I don't want to be that person. You never know what someone could turn into. I just go, I don't know what their examples would be.
Do you think that's prostitutes like go to see comedy shows? Like they'll go, all right, so like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. hold on, no, I'm blowing guys in vans. And then, do you guys want to go to the improv on Friday? Hold on. Lisa, what are you doing? Can you get a babysitter? Because I don't have to suck cock till Sunday again.
Daniel, it's too funny where I think it might be wrong, but I don't think it is. No, because, look, that's what they do.
It's a job.
It's a job.
It's a job.
Let me tell you something.
They cock in and they cock out. It's their day.
Let me tell you something. That is what I was saying about, like, if you went... I don't believe in judging any. I to George Carlin, by the way. Now I might take this silly, but I do mean this to George Carlin.
Like
the first part.
Like you think of prostitutes, like they think they're doing something so irresponsible. But like think about it, like they go out to Trader Joe's and they get organic oatmeal because it's good for you, you know.
No, I don't think.
And then they go to yoga.
I don't know if they do all that. I think the psychological thing that would be letting you do that is probably not the thing that would also have you in touch with yoga.
They just sleep all day and then they let guys come on them.
Oh, you're getting mean.
And then on Friday they go see Daniel Keenan.
No, that's not nice. That's not nice, Daniel. It was. Why was everything all right to me?
I'm sorry, that was mean.
No, everything was all right up to that point. You know why? Because you were just making a job, that giving a very, like, let's go to a comedy club on Thursday. But just to say they wake up and then, well, I don't even want to repeat it. You bring my show. You know what? The emails come in, they send them to you.
That was mean. I'm sorry.
Well, at least, you know, it's all right. At least you admit it. Where you can not do it again. Now, if you do it again in a week, then you oh, no, you're not trying. No, but I'll give it to you. It slipped out. No, but listen.
Let's go see Ralphie Man Friday. the Irvine Improv.
Well, Daniel, listen. Remember, I've done this in my act like three times, so it's not like I would not redigest a bit I've done, you know, for 10 years in front of my friends. But this, done it for three times, and it is based on just a true thought. One night when we were hanging out, is that if your house, that's what I'll feel more comfortable saying this to George Carlin. I do think housekeeping is a very upstanding, admirable way to make a living. I think sometimes someone who would look down on that is like, would I want to do it? There's a million things I wouldn't want to do, but I know people that look down on it, but like, they make, that's an honest living, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when they treat it like a business, they got, you know,
they can make a lot of money when they
just do what they do right. People don't let go of, you know, that type of service. Right. You know, someone has a business. It's like a janitorial service. That's a real thing. And, so anyway, it's all based on that. That's why I don't mind saying this, because it's not without being unaware of that. It's not in. So but if you had a prostitute over one night and you said, "Listen, I don't want to do this," and I know you were gonna, whatever you were gonna do, you fill in the blank. You're gonna say whatever you were paying her to do. You go, instead, do you mind straightening up? She would probably say, I'm not going to fucking straighten up your house. I'm a
fucking asshole. All
right. Then blow me.
All right. Then suck my dick.
Yeah.
Then let me put my balls on your chin. Okay. If you don't want to do my dishes, let me stick my cock in your ass.
Right,
that's
listen,
fine.
Daniel.
Well, I'm trying to be. And then listen. No. No, I think we switched it up. Because didn't it start out? Oh, no. And then you clean up. And then in the morning, your maid comes in.
No. Then the way the bit ends, usually, I got lost there, is then I was saying, but you know, they would judge that. They go, I'm a prostitute, but I'm not a maid, they're right. Basically saying. But it would be the same way the other way around, too. Like, if your maid came over and you said, listen, I clean the whole house, usually here for 7-8 hours, could you just give me a hand job and go home? They're going to go, I'm not a fucking whore.
Okay, they get elbows deep in my toilet, please.
And it's what I'm saying. Both people should stop judging each other. That's the moral of that whole story. That's why I don't mind telling it. People, you make me sick. No, it is true, because I don't judge either. Even prostitutes. If you're happy and you're healthy, that's all I care about. It is true. But anyway. Along with some of those professions, there's a lot of psychological problems. But just the, someone who's prima enjoys sex, and I don't call girl, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm worried. I'm fine. So out of it.
Okay.
All right, it's all right.
It's okay.
Hey. So anyway, I was saying, okay, we got to go in for the close. Let's go. Let's play Goodbye to You, and we'll.
Goodbye, see you again.
All right, everybody. I got a little. Goodbye, see you. I got a little lost there for a little while.
Goodbye.
You know what I never did was the. Never mind. It's all good. Well, we're not going to do that. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Didn't do secret word.
What?
Secret word? What's the secret word, Todd?
You didn't do secret word.
I think we'll just not. It's too much music.
See you, my friends.
Is there any last words?
Goodbye, oh, wow. Todd, I had fun. I had a lot
slide
of fun
mouth.
Tonight. I hope. Did you have fun in my presence?
Oh, yeah, it was
great.
Did
you enjoy that?
Yeah.
We should hang out more.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's whenever you're in the room with someone you know is like going and doing the same sort of, just enjoying the sort of just silliness and, you know, and just going in and out of sort of these weird little bits. It's my favorite thing to do. That's why I don't stop it, because I tell Daniel that once I stop it, like the longer I keep this podcast going, Daniel can't go anywhere. So I hold him hostage. Like I could say right now, hey, we're going to take the podcast live out to eat. If I could connect it, you couldn't go. Well,
yeah,
I'm not.
We're probably going to hang out for a little bit. And have
all right,
the
podcast is over.
I got to go.
It is. Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.